I've been on a cruise to Mexico. Are they not allowed to take a cruise here? Like, can they not visit America? Like, what's the problem?
I don't even know what he's saying, and quite frankly, I don't think he knows what he's saying either. Mexicans are stealing our jobs.
Mr. Trump, please allow him to finish his answer.
Oh no, that was my answer. I don't know what the... I've been to Canada. Are we stopping Canada, too?
All right. Well, next question. Marvin, how would you create more jobs in America?
Well, ever since COVID, the McDonald's and Walmart where I live are no longer 24 hours. And so if I was president, I would make them open 24 hours. So that'll create jobs because I want a quarter pounder with cheese at 2 a.m.
Okay. Mr. Trump, how would you create more jobs?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do to create more jobs is hire a bunch of people to build my huge pair of scissors for the border. Then the next thing I'm going to do for more jobs is I'm going to hire a bunch of Mexican watchers that are going to sit on the border. And what they're going to do is they're going to watch for Mexicans trying to swim back to our great, big, beautiful country. And then I'm going to hire more Secret Service agents. And then I'm going to hire more Secret Service agent trainers. And a new Secret Service director. And in the great big factory of bandages, I'm going to hire more workers to create more ear bandages. And then in all our hospitals, we're going to have more ear doctors. They're going to be great. They're going to be very intelligent. They're going to be handsome. And then we're going to have more dome builders for my indoor rallies because I'm not going outside anymore. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me do it.
All right, final question. Mr. Trump, what would you do about gun control?
Quite frankly, if everyone had guns that day, this wouldn't have happened in my beautiful ear because they would have shot him before he shot me, right in my beautiful ear. The doctors even were astonished of how much it bled. They said, my ear bled more blood than they've ever seen anything else bleed ever. And that's astonishing to me. You could cut your finger off and it still wouldn't bleed more blood than my ear bled that day. But they're still looking into why the ear bleeds more than any other body part that anyone has. But with that being said, I think babies should have guns. I think when you're born, they should put a gun in the baby's hands, and that is how we're gonna make America great again. Fuck you.
All right, Marvin, what about you? What do you think about guns?
Well, guns are loud and scary, and they kill people, and I don't think you need an AR-15. I mean, a handgun's nice, I mean, to protect yourself. I don't know why you'd ever need an AR-15, because those are big and, like, the military needs that. I don't know why you'd need that. So, I guess you buy what you want, I guess.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. This guy right here is a loser. I'm a winner. I bet he doesn't even know how to golf. What's your handicap?
Oh, I'm not handicapped. I'm good. I'm mentally good. I think my son might be handicapped. I mean, I think he's faking it sometimes, but I'm okay.
I bet he can't even hit par on a par four.
I can par four.
Ren.
All right, that does it for this debate.
Well, you did okay, Marvin, but I think Trump did better. The good news is we have until November to get you ready for the election, so I recommend playing more golf.
Well, Marvin, I think you did great. And also, I think you're right. McDonald's should be open 24 hours again.
Good afternoon, Mr. Marvin.
Who are you guys?
We're your new Secret Service agents. I'm Agent Earl, and this is Agent Guy.
Hello.
Oh, why do I have Secret Service agents? I'm not president.
Well, we have to protect the candidates, too, to make sure they make it to the election.
Oh, that's so fun!
We're protecting him, not you!
So what do you guys do all day?
Well, we protect you at all times. You go to take a piss, we hold it. You take a shit, we wipe it. We protect you from everything.
Oh, okay. Oh, my stomach's growling.
He's got a Russian rat in his stomach trying to kill him. Get him down.
Okay, what?
Get out of there, you Russian bastard.
But I'm just hungry.
What?
I'm hungry.
Oh, I thought you had a rat in your stomach trying to eat its way out of your abdomen, or maybe you swallowed some cyanide.
No, I'm just hungry. I want to go to the kitchen and get some food.
He needs food.
Food.
All right, let's go to the kitchen. I got this side.
I got this side.
We good?
We're good.
Are we good?
We're good.
Okay, move.
These chicken enchiladas look good.
Move. Stop.
Wait, who are you guys?
We're Secret Service agents for Mr. Marvin.
Marvin, you're running for president?
I am.
Oh, that's hard.
Wait, what are you cooking?
Oh, chicken enchiladas. Looks good, right?
It looks like shit.
Hey!
Mr. Marvin, for your safety, I have to recommend that you not eat these. You're gonna get some kind of deadly diarrhea. I recommend we go somewhere safe with a roof, like Applebee's.
I concur.
I mean, we can go to Applebee's.
I got this side.
I got this side.
Are we ready to move?
We're ready to move.
Are we good?
We're good.
Move. Okay, Mr. Marvin, you stay right there while me and Agent Earl clear the area. Agent Earl, go! Make sure you get rid of any knives and forks. We don't want anything pointy.
I can use a fork.
No, that's what the terrorists want you to do is eat with forks. You gotta use spoons only.
Hello, welcome to Apple.
What the fuck? Get her! Who are you?
I'm the waitress.
Do you have a gun, you hippie?
No, I work here.
We good?
We're good.
Okay, we're good.
We're good.
Ugh, what can I get you?
Well, just to be safe, I think we should probably get, one of everything on the entire menu just to make sure it's not poison.
I think, girl.
Are you going to pay this time?
Excuse me, this is a presidential candidate. Of course we're going to use campaign money to pay.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Marvin, when the food gets here, don't eat anything until me and Agent Earl have tasted it.
All right, here's all the food.
Oh, this all looks so good. Yeah, I mean poisoned.
I'm bringing the check before you can run away.
What do you think you're doing, Marvin?
I want a cheese stick.
No. I have to make sure none of this stuff is poisoned before you can eat it.
I say we check the drinks first.
Good idea, Agent Earl. Hey, what the fuck? This is Diet Pepsi. This might as well be poisoned. Marvin, I'm doing you a favor. All right, now what do I want to taste test first? Maybe the chicken wonton tacos? Or maybe the chicken Alfredo? Or the four cheese mac and cheese honey pepper chicken tenders? Or maybe the kid's cheese pizza?
Just don't touch my his burger.
All right, Marvin, just be patient and wait right there while we test this food. Agent Earl, ready?
Ready.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Oh, that was definitely not poisoned.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, that was delicious, Marvin.
What am I gonna eat?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I do have two french fries left that might be poisoned.
So, how are you going to pay?
Pay? We don't have to pay. He's a presidential candidate.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I am.
All right, that's it!
Gun! Oh, shit. Marvin, you okay, buddy?
Man, damn.
Oh, you got shot. Oh, we are so fired.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry you got shot, buddy. We couldn't help. We were just in a food coma. We couldn't even move.
You saw the gun and you jumped out of the way.
Well, yeah, Marvin, it's a gun. It's fucking scary. I don't want to get shot.
Your job is to get shot to protect me.
Why would I get shot for you?
Because you're supposed to protect my life.
Why is your life worth more than mine?
Because that's your job is to die for me if you have to.
Okay, you're definitely not fit to be president if you think you're better than everybody.
I don't think your job is to protect me.
Well, I don't want to get shot. I mean, a human life is a human life. Why should I die for you? That's not fair.
Okay, listen, then you're not going to be a Secret Service agent.
Oh, I don't want to be. Fuck this. I don't want to get shot. I'm not doing this job.
Baby, I think I'm going to drop out of the presidential race. It's too stressful. You're not allowed to eat, and people try to kill you every day.
I think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Okay, how do I announce I'm quitting? Like, do I go on Twitter? I don't have a Twitter.
I think you just say it.
I'm dropping out of the presidential race. Who's at the door? Hello?
Hello, Marvin.
Oh, God. What do you want, Trump?
Well, I just wanted to stop by because I heard that you dropped out of the race.
I did.
Loser. The hugest loser this country's ever seen.
All right. Well, I thought you'd be happy.
Oh, I am, Marvin. Build the wall huge. Build the wall huge and build it really tall across the Mexico border. Goodbye, fucker. Oh, my ear! Oh!
Hey, guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy Pianos. The Jeffy Piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Ugh, carry the four.
Hey, honey, what you doing?
I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, how's that going? Not good?
No, Karen, not good. We're not making enough money and we're spending too much. And what little we do have left over is getting taken by Uncle Sam.
Yeah, Uncle Sam stealing our money? F*** him!
No, Karen, Uncle Sam is the government. They need our money to spend on roads or something, but I don't know why that's my problem. I don't drive on all the roads. Just bill me for the ones I do use. They could just print more money anyway.
Well, are we getting any money back this year?
Yeah, like $200.
That's enough for us to get Manny Petties together!
I don't have any petties, Karen. Neither do you.
Oh.
Yeah. God, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I have all these jobs, but I'm not a CPA. God, I hate the IRS. If I could talk to them, I'd tell them to suck my butt.
Boynie, that's icky. That's potty mouth talk.
Nope, that's what I'd say. I'd say suck my butt.
Boynie, that's too much.
Nope, I think that's just right. Suck my butt.
Boynie, cut it out.
They're butt suckers, Karen.
Ugh, I'm just gonna check our bank account and see if we got our money.
Yeah, see if those butt suckers paid us.
Holy baloney, Boynie. We got $200,000 from the IRS.
Haha, funny joke, Karen, but it's not making me feel any better.
No, Boynie, look!
Let me see that. IRS deposit $200,000. Karen, do you know what this means?
The IRS made a mistake and we gotta give them their money back?
No, this means I did our taxes so good, they're rewarding me by giving me $200,000.
Boynie, I don't think they do that.
No, I think I heard about this. I think if you do your taxes perfectly, they give you a bunch of money.
Boynie, I think we should call the IRS and tell them they made a mistake.
No, fuck that. If I make a mistake, I go to jail, and if they make a mistake, they get their money back? No, that's not fair. I don't like that.
Well, Boynie, what should we do?
Well, I think you're right, Karen. I think we should go to Applebee's and talk this over before we commit tax fraud.
I didn't say any of that.
But you were thinking it.
Nope.
Come on, Karen, you're right. We should get wonton tacos.
Okay.
Karen, I just don't know what to eat first. Should I start with my 4-cheese mac and cheese honey pepper chicken tenders or the wonton tacos?
No, Boynie, the wonton tacos are mine. I call dibs.
Oh, Karen, we have $200,000 of IRS money. We can always afford more.
We already have so much food, Boynie. Hello, can I get you guys anything?
Yes, I'll have 5 more spinach artichoke dips. These are lonely.
Sir, are you sure you need 10 artichoke dips?
Need? No. Deserve? Yes. It's not every day the IRS accidentally sends you $200,000 and you keep it instead of giving it back so you can spend it all on Applebee's.
Yes, you told me that several times already.
I just want to make sure everybody knows.
Well, it must be nice.
Oh, yes, it is. It is very nice.
Well, sir, in that case, would you like to round up to the nearest dollar on your bill to help save starving children?
No, they're good. I think my tax money will take care of them. It's not like I see them anyway, and if I can't see them, they're not starving. I mean, I'm not starving.
Boynie!
Karen?
I see you don't have anything to drink. Would you like me to bring you something?
Yeah, I think I want something from the top shelf. Yeah, I think I'll have a 2-liter bottle of Coke Zero for the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. We only have Pepsi products.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. I guess just bring me a 2-liter bottle of piss, then, because it's basically the same thing.
Boynie!
No, Karen. I am a $200,000 heir, and I will be treated as such. Well, actually, after all this food, I'm going to have less than that. And I already bought this suit for $2,000 at Men's Warehouse, so I'm a $198,000 heir. But still, I have a lot of money, and I deserve to be treated differently because of that.
Boynie, you're just a regular guy.
No, I'm not, Karen. I'm not a regular guy. I am Brooklyn Tea Guy. I'm him, okay? I carry this shit. We're at almost 4 minutes in the second scene because of me.
All right, well, just let me know if you need anything else.
More dip, and also some dessert cake. I don't think she heard me. Hey, Marvin, you want some dessert cake?
What?
Dessert... I'm so full from all the Applebee's I just ate. Sorry. It's dessert cake from Applebee's. Do you want it?
No. I'm on a diet.
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, at least I think it's good. I'm still full from the $600 of Applebee's I just ate, hence the burping.
But you spent $600 on Applebee's?
Yeah, because I got it like that, Marvin. Ask me how my wallet got so fat.
Your wallet's fat?
Oh, it's so fat, Marvin. It needs gastric bypass surgery from how fat it is. It needs, like, one of those little scooters at Walmart to go around the store because that's how fat my wallet is. It's like those fat people from WALL-E, you know, like halfway through the movie when they go up into the spaceship and there's all those fat people. All of those people are my wallet.
Okay, how'd your wallet get so fat?
Well, the IRS sent me $200,000.
Why would they do that?
Because my shit don't stink, Marvin. Did you get $200,000 from the IRS?
No.
Well, you got stinky shit.
That's true. When he leaves the bathroom, it does stink.
Exactly, Marvin. My shit smells like daisies.
No, seriously, why did the IRS send you $200,000?
It was probably a mistake, but hey, I'm living large.
Well, what are you going to do when they find out? You're going to go to jail.
They're not going to find out, Marvin. It's just a measly $200,000. They make, like, trillions. They're not going to notice.
Okay, but when they do notice, you're going to go to jail.
No, I'm not. And I'm going to call them butt suckers, because they're butt suckers.
What?
They're butt suckers, Marvin. The IRS stands for internal rectum suckers. Yeah, that's right. So the reason I'm here, I wanted to know, speaking of rectum sucking, if you wanted to go to the strip club with me.
Marvin can't go to the strip club.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's $300. Go buy yourself some Applebee's. Marvin's coming with me.
Oh, okay!
What? Oh, grab all of it.
Make sure you get all of it. Come on, Marvin, let's go to the strip club and suck some butt.
Excuse me, miss. I have one money. Can I see boobies?
All right, Ricky, beat it.
Again? But if I do that, I'll go to jail again.
No, not that, Ricky. I mean, get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
That's Ricky. He beats off at the strip club. Come on, Marvin. Throw money with me.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you.
Hey, Marvin. You think if I gave her 50 grand, she'd bang me?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask. Excuse me, miss. Would you have sex with a guy for $50,000?
Yeah.
Huh, what a coincidence. I happen to have $50,000 right here.
Oh, my God. Last night, I banged someone for $50.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, maybe my starting bid was a little too high. Well, now I need to make her not want me. Excuse me, ma'am. I have to tell you, I have AIDS.
Ew!
Yeah, sorry. Okay, we'll lowball the next tripper.
Coming up next on stage, we have Clarissa.
Marvin, that's the Applebee's waitress.
Oh, God, you again? You just spent $600 at Applebee's and only tipped me $10.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, the IRS accidentally gave me $200.
Yes, I know. You told me like 9 times at dinner.
Yeah, well, I have about $150,000 left, so I was thinking maybe we could try to make that $149,990.
$10?
Yeah, for me and Marvin Eiffel Tower, yeah.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Paris.
Oh, no, not like that. See, basically, like I would be on one side with my hand up.
No, we're not going to do that. Shut up.
Oh, come on, Marvin, I have money. She'll do it.
So we're not going to France?
Actually. Hey, Marvin, you want to go to Paris? Well, Marvin, Paris is really nice. I don't really see a lot of black people, though, so I don't really get the song.
What?
You know, the song that Kanye West and Jay-Z song, N-Words in Paris, based on the song, you'd think there would be a lot of them. I haven't really seen any.
I think the song was based on them being in Paris.
Oh, yeah, that actually makes a lot more sense.
I like the Eiffel Tower, though.
Yeah, it's nice. That actually looks pretty much exactly like what we did to that stripper for $10. You know what? Actually, I say we go back to the hotel and pay her another $10 to do it again.
Yeah, I think we should.
Ugh, jet lag. Am I right, Marvin?
Where have you been?
Oh, we went to Paris.
France?
Yeah. We both said yes at the same time. 3 round-trip tickets, first class.
3? Who did you take with you?
Some stripper.
No, it's some girl. Wait, no. You were going to be the girl that we took, but we didn't think you wanted to go, so he just bought an empty seat so he could have more leg room.
Aw, I would have gone.
Yeah, well, the tickets were like $30,000, and the room was $10,000. But, I mean, it did have a view of the Eiffel Tower, meaning it had a mirror next to the bed.
What?
Nothing. Let's just watch TV.
Breaking news, McKay. The IRS has accidentally deposited large amounts of money into people's bank accounts. If you've received a large amount of money on accident into your bank account, do not spend it. If you did spend it, you'll be in big trouble and Uncle Sam will give you a spanking.
Jinkies. Right, guys? Jinkies?
Damn right, Jinkies. You're gonna spank it by Uncle Sam.
No. I only spent half of it. I still have $100,000 left. I think the IRS would be very proud of me for telling them I only spent half. Especially if I tell them what we spent it on, right, Marvin?
Wait, what did you spend it on?
I'll get it, even though this isn't my house.
No, I'll get it.
Yes?
Hey there, I'm Uncle Sam, and I'm looking for a Brooklyn the guy.
I'm him. My shit don't stink.
Now, I highly doubt that. Did you happen to receive $200,000 deposited in your bank account from the IRS?
Yes, I did. Thank you. That was very generous. How did you know my birthday is in 4 months and I like to receive large amounts of money early as a gift?
Oh, I guess you didn't think that was funny. Now, you're gonna pay me back that money, boy, or Uncle Sam is gonna give you a spanking.
That doesn't sound so bad.
In court. Come on, boy.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who received a $200,000 deposit into his bank account from the IRS. Ooh, money. But that was apparently an accident, and he spent the money anyway, knowing it was not his to spend. Brooklyn Guy, tell me what happened.
Shit, Your Honor, when I saw that $200,000 in my bank account, I thought, man, a brother can finally breathe, you feel me? I've been paying my taxes for the last 25 years, doing everything right. So I figured that was just a little gift for being such a law-abiding citizen, you know, like a stimulus check or something.
I see. That does make sense. I could understand how you would think they were rewarding you for being so compliant by paying your taxes all these years, like some sort of random IRS lottery. Uncle Sam, tell me your side.
Well, you see, Your Honor, that boy knows that money wasn't his. It was my money to do with whatever I so desire. And if he don't pay it back, what I'm gonna desire to do is take this frickin' hammer right here and beat it down to death with it in front of all of y'all!
Whoa. Brooklyn Guy, can you pay him the money back?
Your Honor, I only have $100,000 of it left. Wait, I'll make another
$100,000,
I swear.
You better!
Okay, Brooklyn Guy, I order you to earn another $100,000 to pay Uncle Sam back the $200,000 that you spent that wasn't yours.
Go make the money. I'll be there tomorrow.
sorry.
Hey, Marvin. Noogie, noogie, noogie.
I'm assuming court went well since you're in a good mood.
Oh, yeah, it went fine. I have to pay all the money back.
What, you have to pay it all back? Don't you only have $100,000 left?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to make another $100,000?
Oh, Marvin, I have an easy way to make $100,000.
If making $100,000 is so easy, then let us know how to do it.
Yeah, we want to know.
Okay, well, tonight is the NBA play-in tournament, and guess who's playing? The Miami Heat. Or should I call them the Miami Gets Beat, because that's what they do, they get beat, because Jimmy Butler is their whole team, and he would rather focus on his coffee company than play basketball.
I thought you liked Jimmy Butler.
Well, I did, up until last year, when he put on a tutu and danced around and pleasured the entire Denver Nuggets team, so I'm not going to be a fan of the Miami Heat again until they get a 3-0 lead in the finals, which, I mean, Miami will be long submerged by the ice caps melting before that ever happens.
Okay, so how are you going to make an easy $100,000 off of that?
Oh, yeah. So they're going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. So I checked the 76ers roster, and check this out. Nobody on their team has a coffee company. You know what they do? It's fucking crazy. They play basketball, the sport that they get paid to play. So that's why they're going to win, and so I bet all my money on the 76ers.
So you bet $100,000 on the 76ers to win, and if they win, you get your money back.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens if the Miami Heat win?
Marvin, they're not gonna win. They don't want to win. See, because Jimmy Butler, if he wins, he has to play more basketball. And he definitely doesn't want to do that. He wants to make coffee and country music or whatever the fuck it is he does these days.
Okay, so if the Miami Heat do win, what are you gonna do? Because then you'll be $200,000 in debt.
Well, I mean, if Jimmy Butler doesn't drink his coffee and somehow wins, then I guess I'm gonna have to flee the country because I'm gonna be in so much IRS debt. But that's not gonna happen, Marvin. But this video does come out before we know the result. So I guess you're going to have to use your imagination for how sad I'm going to be. Or how happy I am. Let's find out.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Hold on, guys. I'll join the party in 1 second. I just got to add one more entry to my diary.
What? You have a diary?
Yeah.
What are you, a wimpy kid?
He has a vagina, dude.
What do you write in your diary? Stuff about diarrhea?
No, I just record my personal thoughts.
Well, can we read it?
No, a diary's a private collection of secrets. You're not supposed to read it.
Dude, why would you bring a whole book here knowing we would want to read it?
Yeah.
It's just my private thoughts, okay? Don't worry about it.
Well, the Wimpy Kid made a whole movie about his diary.
Do you want to talk about the Wimpy Kid? This is the second time you've mentioned the Wimpy Kid.
Well, Anne Frank let us read her diary.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was dead when they published it.
So when are you dying?
Yeah, hurry up and die. Die like she did.
No. Okay, I'm writing that one down. Jesus.
How did she die?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not letting you guys read my diary.
Oh, come on. What are you writing about bad stuff about us?
Well, maybe.
What? About your friends?
Yeah, are you calling Joseph the N-word?
No!
Oh. I knew it, bro.
Yeah, that's the reason why he doesn't want us to read it, because he called you the N-word so many times in that book.
I've never called him the N-word anyway.
Yeah, I bet he wrote it in big bubble letters, yep. Making SpongeBob say it.
What? From top to bottom.
Why the fuck would SpongeBob say that? No, you know what, guys? Fine. You want to read my diary? Fine. We'll read my fucking diary.
Yeah, let's read that. Let's read all this bad stuff.
Okay. Dear Diary. Hi, Diary. I'm Cody, your new friend. I'm very excited to get to know each other. I have a boyfriend named Ken, though, so don't get any funny ideas. Wink, wink.
Why are you writing to the diary? Like, you're talking to it. It's not going to talk back to you, dude.
Yeah, well, he does talk to his doll.
But it's not a doll, and I just wanted to, you know, get familiar with the diary.
Do you think Tom Riddle's in this book?
No, okay, fine. Let's read another one, okay? How about this one? Dear Diary, sometimes I just gaze at Ken's ass for hours and hours. It's just so beautiful. I can't help but get lost in it. Sometimes, literally, it's really deep.
Okay, skip that one. That's dumb. Get to the slurs.
I know, there are no slurs.
It's real racial stuff,
I don't have that. See, look, Dear Diary, Junior yelled at me today, and he spit on me a little, and I'm pretty sure it was an accident, but it was still so, so, so hot.
That is not the N-word.
Yeah, go to the stuff about Joseph.
I don't have stuff about Joseph, see? I might need to get Ken a new ass. It's getting all worn out and dented.
Okay, no, get to the stuff about Joseph.
Okay, I tried to swallow Ken whole today.
No, the stuff about Joseph.
There's no Joseph stuff.
Wait, what is that?
Don't worry about that.
No, but what's it say? Things I can't get up my ass.
Whoa! Yeah. A whole list?
A tennis racket.
Uh-huh.
A $5 foot long too messy.
Yeah, it falls apart.
Hockey stick. Watermelon.
Yeah.
What? A lamp too hot. Why don't you just turn the lamp off?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll try that next time.
No,
thank you.
No, a traffic cone working on it. Uh-huh. Chocolate Easter Bunny melted.
Keeps melting.
Why is bowling pin crossed out?
Oh, yeah, I figured that one out.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, Junior. Maybe change your smoke detector?
That's Chef Pee-Pee's job.
Dude, let's make a rap song!
Oh, that'd be so fun!
All right, Cody, drop a beat for me.
What, me?
Yeah, just drop a beat, God!
Okay.
Yeah. I got a ball on my shirt, I go outside to eat dirt, you mess with me, you get hurt, I leave you blue like a smurf,
Oh!
leave you blue like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Because when you beat up people, they turn blue! Like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Oh, that was cool, Joseph.
Yeah, that was off the dome, too, dude.
I don't know, Joseph. That was pretty mid.
Wait, why are you hating on my bars, Cody?
Yeah, Cody, that was awesome!
Nah, I gave you that sick-ass DJ Mustard-style beat, and that was the riz you bring to it? It's kinda lame. My right shoe could make a better rap than that.
What? Shoes can't even talk!
Yeah, your shoe can't rap better than Joseph.
I wouldn't say anything like that.
What, shoe?
Yeah, that's me, the shoe on your foot! Look, and I can make a better rap song than these fools.
Well, then do it.
What? Oh, you trying to put me on the spot? Okay then. Watch this. What? I'm a shoe. What? He ain't got no soul. What? Pulling strings in this hole. I'm a shoe, looking fresh and brand new. Steppin' shit, P.U. I'm a pair, I come in too. Walk on you like bubblegum. Watch your stuff, these streets I run. What are those? Your shoes are dumb. What? Bitch, I'm fly like Air Force One. I'm a shoe. Stuff on you. What? Stuff on you. Stump. You black and blue. I'm a shoe. What? I'm a shoe. Yeah. I'm a shoe. Stuff on you. What? Stuff on you. Stump. You black and blue.
Wow, I gotta admit, Shoe, that shit went pretty hard.
Yeah, I told you I go hard. See, I've been in the game for a while.
Wow, Joseph. Cody Shoe did rap better than you.
Whatever, dude. Look, how about we go outside and play basketball? Look, I got something to say, too.
Basketball?
Yeah, y'all been playing around with me for too long, and I gotta say what I gotta say right now.
Okay, then say it.
Okay. You think you can put me on the spot, too? All right, then, let's go. Yeah. I'm a ball ho. What? Watch me dribble, ooh. Watch me dribble, ooh. Ooh, I might go between your nuts, nigga.
Cross you up, leave you stuck. What? Getting green Milwaukee Bucks. Duck on you, don't give no fuck. Fuck your ass, you out of luck. Stay gentle, it kinda sucks. Yeah. But I still like that fit duck. I'm whack. Michael Jordan, you're a smush. Falling like my dick was cut.
Basketball. Ball. I'm a ball, cross you up. Fuck. Make you fall. You ain't good at all. Dunk on you, like taco fall. Cause little boy, you run windmill dunk. Yeah. In the air, smell my ball.
Wow, I'm sorry, basketball. I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of being dribbled all the time. It makes me dizzy.
Well, that is what you were designed for.
What? No, I didn't ask to be a basketball. Look, balls have feelings, too.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Balls do have feelings.
Well, I'm so sorry, basketball. Let's just go home.
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know. It is kind of weird. Maybe we're just hungry, and that's why we're hallucinating.
Oh, yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee to make us something to eat.
Yeah.
These burgers look delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Junior. Look, I'm making hamburgers.
You should be grilling up some wieners with no buns.
I don't have any wieners, Cody.
You got one in your pants, you sexy mofo.
Ew, shut up. Look, what do you guys want?
Well, I think me and Cody are really hungry because we've been hallucinating all day. Like, we've seen random objects start rapping.
What? Objects can't rap, Junior.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that.
What? Spatula?
Yeah, it's me, Spatula.
What? Spatula, you can talk?
Yeah, and I have something to say.
God damn it.
Hey, where's the meat? Oh my god. Put it all in my face. Yum, yum. Where's the meat? I'm a spatula. Let me make you a grilled cheese. I'm really thin. Squeeze me between your butt cheeks. Hit it from the back. Flip them over like a flapjack. I love meatballs. It reminds me of a ball sack.
Wow, Spatula. I didn't know you were gay.
Me neither. Can I borrow that?
Yeah, Cody. Look, you can have this.
Oh, man.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, we're going to be upstairs. Just let us know when the burgers are done.
Ugh, I don't even know if I want these burgers anymore.
So, Cody, what do you want to do until the hamburgers are ready?
I don't know. Junior, can you change that stupid smoke detector? It's getting annoying.
We'd have to grab a ladder. It would be a whole thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to grab a ladder because it might start rapping.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Nothing, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just smacking the old diaper.
And I'm tired of it. Diaper?
You can talk?
See, Holmes? And I got a rap song I want to rap.
Why does this keep happening?
Hey, is the diaper Holmes? I got a whole lot of shit to get off my chest.
Smack the diaper, make a sound. Beat it up like Chris Brown. Need to shit, go to town. I can hold up to a pound. Take it off, what's that smell? Smells so bad, stinks like hell. So much brown, it's hard to tell. That was lunch, Taco Bell.
What do you think about that, Holmes?
Why is your diaper Hispanic?
I didn't even know my diaper could talk. Daddy, my diaper's rapping at me.
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know, Junior. This is getting ridiculous. And change that goddamn smoke detector.
Cody, we should focus on the important things, like random objects rapping, not a stupid smoke detector.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What do we do? You want to play trains?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not like they could rap or anything.
Choo-choo!
Oh, God damn it.
It's me, Thomas, and I got something to rap about.
Tommy?
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. What? Choo-choo! We running trains, oh! Where that tunnel, Where that tunnel, Little engine that could, I'm the nigga that would. Choo-choo on your bitch ass, Thomas with that cold gas. Six wheels, coming fast, where's your bitch? Flat your ass, getting the train ran on her. How she like it, hard and fast.
What y'all think about that? Did I go off the tracks or what?
Yeah, that shit did go pretty hard, Thomas. Why is the beat the same for all of them?
I don't know. But I'm tired of everything rapping, Cody. Like, what's happening to us?
I don't know. Maybe somebody slipped something into our drink?
Bill Cosby hasn't been here, Cody.
Yeah, that's true. If he had, he would have been rapping.
I have an idea. Why don't we just call a doctor and ask a doctor what's happening with us?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let me call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. Something weird's happened to me and my friend.
Oh, what's going on?
Everything we look at starts rapping music.
Yeah, I've been saying you kids gotta stop listening to that rap music. It'll rot your brain. All that talk about hoes and bitches and ass and cars and lean. It's too cool. The human mind can't fathom stuff that cool. You know, you can't spell crap without rap. Yeah, you kids gotta start listening to something else, like country or pop or rock and roll or bluegrass or polka or something, I don't know.
So you think it's our fault because we like to listen to rap music?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know what Dr. Dre said? Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. I don't really know what that means, but I'm still gonna eat tricks. I don't even care if I'm not a kid. Yeah, you know, I actually got pulled over when I was a teenager for listening to rap music. Yeah, they searched my car and everything. Taught me a valuable lesson, it did. So now I'm a cop and I pull people over for listening to rap music. Isn't that ironic?
Well, doctor, like, no, something like really weird's happening because, like, objects will rap at us. Like, we saw a basketball start rapping at us.
Oh, well, maybe you kids are just schizophrenic and you're just now noticing.
Hey, man.
Who the hell said that?
Over here, man.
It's gotta be an object trying to rap.
On your head, dude.
On my head?
Yeah, what's up? It's me.
Well, it's your bald spot.
My bald spot?
Yeah, I've been here for years. Now it's my time to shine.
Well, what do you have to say, bald spot?
Check this out. Yeah, the bald spot, nigga. What? Yeah. You going bald, Brooklyn? Just cut it off, Brooklyn. No hair, I don't care, boss. About it, make you still wear a hat. Cover up, I'm still here, just give up. All the ladies laugh at you. Looking like Mr. Magoo. Need some hair, you wish it grew. What's the means you look like Groot? What you think about that, Baldy?
That was mean. I'm gonna go put on a hat to shut him up. Howdy. Yeah, now that I've shut him up, this is pretty weird. Everything keeps rapping. What do you think it is, Doctor? I don't know. Maybe we have some kind of, like, new rare disease that makes things start rapping?
You've never heard of something like this before?
No, never. Junior, change that goddamn smoke detector!
Okay, I'll change it right now, Cody.
Wait a minute. That's not a smoke detector. That's a carbon monoxide detector. There must be a carbon monoxide leak in here.
Ah! Yeah, it is.
Oh, goddammit.
I was trying to let y'all know y'all was gonna die. Ah. Ah. Die!
How you almost died from carbon monoxide. I should warn you, shit, I tried. You ignore me, let it slide. Glad you heard me, took some time. Made a noise, I'm not a mime. Now you know that you didn't die. We cool, not niggas for life.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It was a carbon monoxide leak. It was making us all hallucinate that everything was rapping. I'm gonna go find the leak and fix it.
Well, Cody, I'm glad he figured out the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all forgot about me, Castle Rapper, and I got something to say.
No, we're out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, where y'all going? Come back!
Can't jump, cause they fat. Make sure you study that over the weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.
Thank God it's Friday. Hey, Penelope, what are you doing tonight? And if you're not doing anything, you want to add me to the list of things you do?
Ew, no, Junior, I'm busy.
Busy doing what? Popping your butt pimples? Because girls get pimples on their butt?
Heck, smoo, dude.
I'm busy tonight, Junior. Cody, are you still coming to my sleepover tonight?
Yeah, of course.
What? Nani? Well, Cody, you're going to a girl's sleepover? Whoa, can me and Joseph go?
No, Junior, only girls are allowed.
Well, Cody's not a girl.
Yeah, but I'm gay.
Yeah, he likes boys.
Well, I like boys, too.
Okay, then prove it.
Okay, what do you want me to do to prove it? You want me to kiss Cody? I've done that 1,000 times. Hey, Cody, let me kiss you.
No, Junior, we have to do the hokey pokey. Now turn yourself around so I can put something in and out. And it's not going to be my right foot, because that's what it's all about.
Dude, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. I don't like boys.
Told you you were straight.
Ha ha, these guys are straight.
Dude, they're bullying us.
I can't help it. I was born this way.
way. Penelope, please, let boys come to the sleepover.
No, boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Well, girls go to Venus to suck more...
You can't come, Junior. You're not allowed. See you tonight, Cody.
Okay.
Oh, Cody, what is a girl sleepover like? What do they do at the sleepover?
Well, they do girl stuff, you know? They talk about boys and have pillow fights and talk about boys and have tea parties, talk about boys.
Do they get naked?
Well, I mean, they shower together, but that's gross. You guys wouldn't want to see that.
Dude, we have to go.
We have to go. Cody, please teach us how to be gay.
Yeah, please. I want to be super gay.
No, guys, we're not doing Cody's gay lesson.
Come on, please.
We want to go to the sleepover, Cody.
Come on, we want it so bad.
No, Junior, only girls allowed. And me. So, in.
Joseph, we have to go to that sleepover. We have to find a way to sneak in.
Yeah, dude, I gotta see some naked girls.
Yeah, my dad took my computer away, so I can't see him that way. Okay, look, let's go to my house and think of a plan.
Okay, dude.
All right, Joseph. How do we get in the sleepover?
Dude, I don't know. We're not Cody.
Say that again.
We're not Cody.
Joseph, that's it.
What?
We gotta be Cody.
How are we gonna do that, dude?
We dress up like Cody, and we go to the sleepover before he gets there, and they will let us in because they're gonna think we're Cody.
But it'll be two Codys, dude. They're not gonna let two Codys in.
Well, I'll look like Cody, and then if they don't let you in, then just say that they're discriminating, and we'll sue them.
Oh, dude, I forgot. I am black.
Yeah, if they don't let you in, they're discriminating, and we can sue them, and then we'll own the sleepover.
Yeah, big fat lawsuit.
All right, let's dress up like Cody.
All right, dude.
All right, Joseph, we look like Cody.
Oh, yeah, we totally look like nerds.
Yeah, we look like big, fat dorks. All right, so we have to beat Cody to the sleepover, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. All right, Joseph, they have to let us in. We're Cody.
Okay, dude.
Hello? What, Junior, what are you doing here?
Who's she talking to?
I don't know, dude.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Black Cody.
Junior, I told you weren't allowed to come.
Where's Junior?
I don't know, dude. I don't see Junior.
Yeah, because I'm Cody.
And I'm Black Cody.
Guys, leave right now.
I understand you don't have to let me in, but you have to let him in.
Yeah, you can't discriminate against me. I'm Black Cody. I'll sue you.
No, you're not allowed. Leave.
Oh, wow. You hear that, Junior?
Uh-huh.
It's because I'm Black, dude.
Yep.
Wow, it's an all-white party. Nothing but whites here, huh?
I'll be right there, Shonda.
Ooh, it looks like they already have their black friend, dude.
We can't sue.
Dang it! Well, you can't have more than one black friend, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Bare minimum?
What, Junior, Joseph, what are you guys doing here?
Junior, what are you doing here dressed like Cody?
Yeah, you imposter, you imposter!
Yeah.
Cody, come on in. Not you guys! Leave!
Yeah, leave, Junior.
Yeah, get out of here! Scram!
She wants me to come in.
What?
Ugh.
Come on.
I can't believe that didn't work.
Yeah, I totally thought we were going to get in.
How do we get into an all-girls sleepover?
I don't know, dude. We're not girls.
Say that again.
We're not girls.
That's it, Joseph.
What?
We have to dress up like girls.
Oh, dude, that would totally work.
It would work. Joseph, you've been coming up with a lot of ideas tonight.
Yeah, I'm on a roll, dude.
Okay, let's dress up like girls and go in the sleepover.
Yeah.
All right, Joseph. They're going to let us in that sleepover.
Oh, yeah. We totally look like girls, dude.
Yeah, only girls allowed. Well, here comes the girls.
Wait, what's our names, dude?
Oh, yeah, we need names. You can be Hannah.
Ooh, Hannah. I like that. Hannah's hot.
Yeah, that's a hot name.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hot Hannah.
Ooh, thanks.
And my name can be Stacy.
Ooh, Stacy. I totally bang Stacy.
Well, I'll totally bang you, too.
Stop it.
Oh, you shut up.
Oh, stop.
Okay, let's go to the sleepover and watch the girls get naked.
Yeah, totally naked.
All right, Joseph. We're dressed like girls. It's an all-girls sleepover. They have to let us in.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're in there.
Showed up already, right?
I think so.
Hello? Oh, who are you girls?
Oh, I'm Hannah, and this is my friend Stacy.
No, I'm Hannah.
I'm Stacy. That's Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde moment.
Yeah, you know those dumb blondes always messing up, stupid.
And you know those stupid brunettes better shut their mouth before I smack it.
No, you're way stupider.
You're stupider.
No,
Junior and Joseph in disguise. Let's just make the sleepover really boring so they want to leave.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, I was wondering where you girls were.
Yeah, you know, we were just taking a long time because I was rearranging my tampon collection.
Mm-hmm, my breast milk was leaking.
Yeah, we had to tape it up.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
But, where are your pajamas?
Oh, that's a trick question because girls sleep naked at sleepovers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah, so can we come inside?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, we did it. We did it, Joseph.
We stuck into an all-girls sleepover.
I mean, can we come inside, Tee?
Yep, come on in.
Ooh. We did it.
All right, girls. This is Stacy and this is Hannah.
Hi.
Hello, fellow ovary owners.
Hi. Hey.
I don't have ovaries.
Hello.
So, when are we going to take a group shower and get naked?
Mm-hmm. I'm so dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call me Stinky Stacy. I need a shower.
Oh, actually, we already did that.
Yeah, all of us, together.
Naked.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Shut up.
Well, we can just take another shower later.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, how about we talk about boys?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Who do you think is the hottest boy ever?
Ooh, Ryan Reynolds. He's hot.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is totally hot.
I like Wreck-It Ralph. He's hot.
Excuse me?
Wreck-It Ralph is hot.
Well, yeah, if you like massive forearms, he looks like King Kong.
He's totally ripped. I like Lord Farquaad from the Shrek movies.
But he's short.
He's still hot, though.
You said from the Shrek movies, but he was only in one movie. Well, actually, he was in the Shrek 4D ride at Universal, so he's actually two movies. Doesn't really count as a movie. They're going to close that ride down next year.
Wait, what are they going to replace it with, dude?
Probably another stupid Harry Potter ride.
Oh, my God.
Who do you think is hot, Stacy?
Oh, I think this kid named Junior is hot. He's so dreamy. He has so much pretty eyes, and his hair is orange.
Ew.
I don't know who that is.
He's kind of hot.
Oh, Hannah, who do you think is hot?
Oh, dude, Margot Robbie, easily.
Hannah, what happened to your voice?
Oh, my bad.
But Margot Robbie, dude, you gotta choose a boy. Oh, my God, Ryan Reynolds, I guess. God.
Margot Robbie and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my telephone.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody give me their telephone number.
No, I whisper something in her ear, and then she whispers it to her, and it goes all the way around until you tell me what I said.
That's dumb. Just say it out loud right now.
I'll go first.
I like unicorns. I like unicorns. I like unicorns.
Stacy's a bitch.
Stacy's a bitch.
What'd she say, dude?
Junior's the hottest boy in the world.
Oh, so lucky. Junior's the hottest boy in the world.
That's not what I said. I said I like unicorns.
Oh, weird. That's not what I heard at all.
Yeah, it's really weird how it comes out like that. So different. So, who wants to have a naked pillow fight?
Oh, me!
Yeah. I think we should go to bed.
Yeah, I'm tired.
But we haven't done anything yet.
Nah, I'm tired. Let's go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to bed. Y'all sleep naked, right?
No, I brought my Elsa pajamas.
I brought my Wreck-It Ralph pajamas.
So no one sleeps naked?
Nope.
Nope.
I sleep naked.
Joseph, let's get out of here.
What? Really? Oh, dude, this is lame, dude.
It is lame.
My wig's itching and stuff.
They're not sleeping naked. They're just talking about boys. It's dumb.
Oh, yeah, let's go, dude.
Oh, girls, unfortunately, we have to go. We have to...
We're gonna go. We're actually boys in girl costumes.
We have penises! What a waste of our time, dude.
I know, a stupid waste of our time. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Wait. Joseph.
What?
I think I thought of something.
What, dude?
What if they didn't like us, so they weren't going to get naked because they didn't trust us?
That could be it.
Yeah, so they're waiting for us to leave to get naked.
Dude, that is smart.
So open the door and close it.
Oh, wait. I know how doors work, dude.
No. Open the door.
Ugh, boom, Mommy, look at all this cash. It's $2 million right here.
Oh, my God. Marvin, where did Jeffy get all this money?
He sold the treehouse that was in the backyard.
But, Marvin, isn't that on your property?
Yeah, so you owe me some of this money, Jeffy.
No, I don't, Dad, because you didn't even like the treehouse.
I liked the treehouse. I was just jealous, you know. I wanted to be in that treehouse with you. So, look, can you just give me a little bit of this money?
No, Daddy. I'm going to use this money to start a new business, flipping treehouses.
Oh, my God, Marvin. The weather app says that a 30-second hurricane just flew over us.
A 30-second hurricane?
Yeah!
The treehouse.
Oh, my God, it got destroyed!
Oh, no, my house!
My baby! I put minutes of work into this thing!
Goodman, are you sad?
Only a little, because I took out a $4 million insurance policy on it, because I paid $2 million, so I made $2 million, so poor me.
Oh. Wow, it's pretty crazy that hurricane blew by in only 30 seconds and only hit this one tree and not your house. Man, global warming, right?
Whatever Jeffy says, you have to do it.
I'm not playing this game.
Come on, Marvin. It'll be fun.
He's going to make us do something stupid.
No, he won't.
And the loser has to pay me $100.
What?
Jeffy says, raise your left hand. Jeffy says, put it down. Jeffy says, go, ooh, 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 ooh. Jeffy says, go, ooh, 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 ooh.
Hell yeah.
Jeffy says, say, pee pee.
Pee pee.
Jeffy says, give me $50.
What? No, Jeffy.
Do you want to lose and you have to pay me $100?
Here's your 50. Jeffy says, pee-pee.
Jeffy says, jump up and down. Jeffy says, yeah, keep doing that.
I'm getting tired, Jeffy.
Okay, stop.
Oh, thank God.
Ha! You lose!
You lose, Marvin. You have to pay him $100.
Well, why'd I lose? Because I didn't say Jeffy says stop doing that, and you stopped before I did that.
But I thought I was supposed to do everything you said, and I did what you said, and...
Well, now you're gonna give me $100.
Here's your $100, Jeffy. Leave. He just made $200. He just conned us out of $200.
I'm tired.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, why are you calling me?
I was calling because I wanted to see if you had your house payment this month before I drove all the way over to your house just for you to tell me no, because this is becoming a common trend with you.
Well, I don't have my house payment this month, but because I gave my son $150...
Marvin, I need you to come over to my house right now.
What? For what?
I need you to come over to my house. Don't ask questions, Marvin. I'll send you the address.
Okay.
Who is that, Marvin?
It's Goodman. He wants me to come to his house.
Why?
He's probably going to yell at me. So just, I'll be back.
Okay.
I think this is the right house.
Yes, hello?
Goodman wanted to see me.
Ah, very good. He's in the living room. Please, go take a seat.
Okay. This is a really nice house. Excuse me, ma'am, have you seen Goodman?
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman? Why are you dressed like a woman?
I'm not Mr. Goodman. I'm Mrs. Goodman, as evidenced by the tits.
Oh.
You want to squeeze them?
Well, no. I don't want to squeeze them.
Oh, come on, Marvin. I can tell you want to squeeze them.
No, I really don't.
They're brand new and they're fake. Dr. Burton did the job.
That's really nice, but I'm just here to talk to Goodman, which...
Marvin, you've been playing cat and mouse with me ever since you got here. At least feel them.
Do I have to?
I insist.
I mean, they are really nice.
Marvin, are you in here touching my wife's boobies?
Goodman, I thought you were...
I leave my wife for 3 minutes in my own house, and you want to come in here and start touching her cans?
Well, she told me to do it.
I didn't, honey. He's a pervert.
Marvin, you get the hell out of my house before I call the cops.
I thought you wanted to talk to me.
That was before you assaulted my wife. Now get out!
Okay.
Hey, Marvin, did Goodman yell at you?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Why?
Because I'm late on my house payment.
But you're always late on the house payment.
You know, he always gets mad. That's just...
Marvin, I cannot believe you! I cannot believe what you did!
Why are you so upset? He's always late on the house payment.
It's not about the house payment. It's about him squeezing my wife's big fake titties.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I invited Marvin over to my house because I was gonna lower his monthly house payment. And you know what he did? I walked into my living room, and there he was, squeezing my wife's big fake boobs. He was squeezing them so hard, I think he partially deflated them. It was like he was milking a cow.
Marvin, is this true?
Well, I thought it was a man.
You're sick, Marvin. How did you do this to me?
Well, I didn't do anything to you.
He didn't do anything to you, but he did a whole lot to my wife's big fake left tip.
I can't believe you cheated on me.
Oh, I didn't cheat on you. She asked me to do it.
Also, if a man asked me to kiss him and I do it, that's not cheating.
Well, what if you thought the man was a girl?
You're sick, Marvin.
Marvin, my wife would never ask you to do anything like that. She's only loyal to me. Do you know how much plastic surgery I paid for her to look just like me? Because the only thing that is attracted to me is myself?
Well,
those tits cost me $20,000, Marvin!
What do you guys want me? What do you want me to do? What do y'all want me to do?
You go over to that house and apologize to that poor woman!
You want me to apologize to her for what?
Yes, I think that's a perfect idea. Marvin, you will apologize to my wife for assaulting her.
Well, I didn't assault her.
Marvin, you go!
Okay, fine. I'll apologize to her, okay? That'll make everyone happy.
Okay, I'll let her know that you're on the way.
I'm gonna go apologize to her.
Let's go!
Okay. I can't believe I have to do this.
Hello?
Hey.
Goodman said that you had something to tell me.
I'm sorry for touching your boobies.
It's okay. Come here, give me a hug.
No, I don't want to...
Marvin, are you motorboating my wife?
She hugged me.
He's a pervert. Marvin, you get out of my house, you little horn dog.
What the... God damn it!
Did you apologize, Marvin?
Yes, I did.
And what did she say?
She gave me a hug.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Marvin, I cannot believe what you did this time!
What happened now?
Oh, I'll give you a hint. I picked up Marvin a sailor hat. Now, why would I get Marvin a sailor hat? Let's think about it. Maybe because when he came over to my house to apologize to my wife, I caught him motorboating her titties.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you exactly what I mean. Two giant cans. And he stuck his face betwixt them and shook his head violently and went like a motorboat.
Marvin, how could you?
That's Captain Marvin. Now wear your sailor hat.
That is not what happened, okay? I apologized to his wife. She gave me a hug and my face went between her boobs.
Marvin, that doesn't happen on accident.
Well, you haven't seen how big they are.
And you have.
It's true! They're huge!
Well, listen, it was an accident.
You don't accidentally put your face between boobies and go...
I did not make that noise.
Yes, you did!
Marvin, you need help!
I agree. You need professional help, Marvin.
What kind of help do I need?
We're going to marriage counseling.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm going to go check on my wife.
And I'm going to call a marriage therapist.
I didn't do anything. Oh...
Hey there, somebody call a massage therapist?
No, we called a marriage therapist.
Oh, well, you can see my confusion. You know, marriage therapist, massage therapist, they sound pretty similar. But hey, I can do both.
How about we just get massages because we don't have marriage problems?
No, Marvin, you need help.
Wait a minute, if you were going to give us massages, why are you in a robe?
Oh, well, I saw some videos online where the massage starts and then things start to get steamy, and I heard a woman's voice on the phone, so I thought maybe my fantasies were coming true, but I guess that's not happening, so I can help you with your marriage.
Well, we don't have marriage problems.
Yes, we do!
Oh, I have an idea. How about you give me a massage and I help you with your marriage?
I'm not giving you a massage!
No, Marvin, I think you should. Since you enjoy touching women so much, you should try touching men. Man, that one. Over there, go.
Okay, fine. I'll give him a massage. That'll make you happy.
What, really? Okay. Right there. You feel that knot? Yeah, it's all my stress. Ugh, okay, that's good. Yeah, so what's going on?
I caught my husband cheating on me!
Oh, good. No, not good. Like, good. Like, he's doing a good job with the massage. So he's cheating on you?
I caught him twice!
Oh, yeah. Like the massage. So he cheated on you twice?
Evidently, she has big cans!
Oh, nice. No, not nice to the cans. Nice to the massage. He's just doing... Oh, okay, that's my butt. You're massaging my butt. Hold on, let me roll over. Get my pecs. There you go. A little bit lower. A little lower. Lower.
What is that?
I pulled a Deshaun Watson on you.
Ew! Listen, just answer her marriage questions.
Okay, so he's cheating on you with a woman with big cans, right?
Yes!
Have you ever considered getting a surgery so you have big cans?
No!
Well, maybe you should consider that.
Listen, I did not cheat on her, and I'll tell you what happened. So, there's this guy I owe money to, and I went over to his house, and I saw his wife, and she asked me to grab her boob, so I did, but I thought it was a man.
Okay, yeah, I can see why that might cause problems for your relationship.
But I thought it was a man, and she asked me to do it.
So you just do whatever somebody asks you to do? Like, what if somebody asked your wife to grab their wiener and she did it? You wouldn't like that, right?
But that would be wrong. Mine wasn't wrong because I thought it was a man.
Okay, I see what's going on here. You're a manipulator. See, when you do it, it's not wrong, but when she does it, it's wrong.
But no, mine wasn't wrong. If you weren't there, you should have been there.
Okay, hold on. I have an idea. What? Okay, now I'm dressed like a woman with big cans.
Why?
To teach you to control yourself so you don't want to grab him a motorboat.
I don't want to do that.
Good, that's a start.
What did you make them out of?
Oh, I used balloons and then I used Tic Tacs for the nipples.
Those are Tic Tacs?
Yeah, go ahead and touch them. Ha! Gotcha!
Marvin!
Oh, he said they were Tic Tacs and I wanted to see if they were.
Oh, the wandering mind. What if a girl tells you she's not wearing underwear? You gonna check?
But no! Listen, baby, you know that's Brooklyn guy dressed like a woman. I just wanted to see if they were Tic Tacs. Look, I have an idea. Why don't I just call Goodman's wife, tell her to come over, you guys hide, and you see if she comes on to me or not.
Oh, you just want to see your girlfriend!
No. I think this is a good idea to see if he's telling the truth.
Yeah, and I will be telling the truth. And how about this? If I'm lying, you can divorce me.
Okay, Marvin.
Okay, that's a deal. So guys, hide. I'm gonna call the wife. Oh, come on, Goodman, answer.
What do you want, Marvin?
Hey, Goodman, listen. I have a plan to prove to you that I wasn't doing what you thought I did with your wife.
I witnessed it with my own two eyes, Marvin.
But listen, she came on to me, but I have an idea. How about you come over and you hide, and then we invite your wife over, and then when she comes over, you can hide and see that she tries to come on to me, and you'll know I'm not lying.
You just want to squeeze him again.
Well, no. Listen, if I'm lying, if she doesn't try to come on to me, I'll be homeless. I'll live on the street.
Okay, Marvin. I guess I'll come over, and then I'll call my wife and tell her to come over a few minutes later.
Okay, good. Hey, this is gonna work.
All right, Marvin, where do you want me to hide?
Hide over there.
Okay, my wife will be here any minute.
Come on, Marvin, you got this.
Oh, Marvin! Marvin, where are you, big boy?
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Marvin, you called me over?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk.
Did you miss them?
What?
The jugulars. Did you miss them?
No, I didn't miss them.
You miss how they felt on your face?
No.
Get over here and smell them.
What?
Just smell them. Come here.
Listen, I just want to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, how about before we talk, you bounce on them?
What? Bounce on them?
Bounce on them like a trampoline. Yeah, there you go. Like Cirque du Soleil. You hoe! Oh, Goodman! It's not what it looks like! He came on to me! No, I heard the whole thing! And now you're out on the streets because you signed a prenup! Sorry, I ever doubted you, Marvin.
I told you I never did anything wrong.
You know what? This month, you don't owe a house payment.
Thank you so much, Goodman. Thank you.
Marvin, you were telling the truth.
Yeah, he was. Those cans were huge. I would have squeezed them. I mean, good job not cheating on your wife or whatever.
Marvin, I'm so sorry for getting mad at you.
It's okay, baby.
Yeah, I guess I didn't have to dress like this after all. But since I am dressed like this, I guess I can earn a little extra money. You know, give some massages with happy endings. I mean, it's not gay if I use my hands. Shut up!
Like it came out of the rabbit's butthole, like...
I mean, it does look like rabbit poop.
Hey, don't talk about my cereal like that. I'm cooking for Cocoa Puffs! Cooking for Cocoa Puffs!
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, that's what the bird says about the cereal. He goes, I'm cooking for Cocoa Puffs!
Yeah, he's on drugs, dude.
Yeah, like heroin.
Oh, is that why we eat this cereal with a spoon?
Yeah, it's for drug addicts.
Yeah, exactly.
There's someone at the door, guys! We should all answer it together in case it's P. Diddy or one of Mr. Beast's workers. I think that's like the latest person who did it.
Yeah, we gotta keep a lookout for these guys.
Hello?
I said, son, you have to hide me!
Guys, no way! That's the Cocoa Puffs bird!
Dude, we was just eating the cereal!
Yeah, we were just having a bowl of your ass pellets!
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
You know your cereal that looks like rat poop?
I mean, I do have a prolapsed anus.
Let me say it. Ew.
Dude, why is he showing us his butthole?
It's a sad world we live in. People will do anything for cash. I'm surprised they didn't charge us $5 a month.
Yeah, we did get it for free.
Listen, will you please hide me? Someone's trying to kill me!
Who would want to kill the Cocoa Puffs bird?
Ooh, probably the other cereal companies because they're beefing.
Oh, yeah, like Cocoa Crispy and Cocoa Pebbles. They probably hate him because the cereal's better.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Captain Crunch.
Wait, what?
There's a chocolate Captain Crunch, right?
No, there's no chocolate Captain Crunch, dude.
I thought there was like a black Captain Crunch. Like
listen, will you please hide me?
Okay, we'll hide you, but you have to say your catchphrase.
Oh, please, please, come on.
What?
Say your catchphrase. What do you say?
Yeah.
Bacock?
No.
Oh, come on, try.
Yeah, dude. What are you for Cocoa Puffs?
I'm a chicken.
No.
What are you for Cocoa Puffs? You say that you're something for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Well, at least give me a hint.
You're like crazy, dude.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy for Cocoa Puffs.
No, you don't say crazy. Yeah, you're like insane for Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm insane for Cocoa Puffs.
No, say something insane. Say something crazy.
Yeah. I'll kill your whole family for Cocoa Puffs.
No. Something like more crazy. Like crazy.
I'll shoot up a hospital for Cocoa Puffs.
Not mass murder. I'm talking like crazy. Like think about like the Mexican cartel, like that.
Yeah. I'll behead your whole family for Cocoa Puffs, I say.
No. Like what else? Like how do they think?
I will hop the border for some Cocoa Puffs.
Okay, no, now you're being like, racist. But,
it's like Russian, right?
Yeah, Russian mafia. Yeah, the Russian mafia. Yeah,
I will kill everybody in the world for Cocoa Puffs.
Not Vladimir Putin. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator.
Yeah,
crazy.
Put those Cocoa Puffs down now.
Okay, you're not the accent. The actual crazy thoughts. The crazy thoughts. Like
the energy. You gotta have a crazy energy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm insane for Cocoa Puffs.
Okay, now I don't even know what the hell that was.
Should we just give it to him, dude?
Okay, I'll give you one more hint. What does a train do?
Choo-choo for Cocoa Puffs.
Close.
Yeah, now take away the H.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Now say it crazy.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
High pitch, like, ah!
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs!
Yeah! You did it! I can't believe you didn't know what you were saying. Like, you're so stupid that you forgot your own saying.
That's because I don't even eat Cocoa Puffs!
Oh, guys. He was so addicted to Cocoa Puffs, they made him go to rehab, and they wiped his memory of Cocoa Puffs. That's why he didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. We don't want him to relapse, dude.
Yeah, that's why he hasn't even heard of Cocoa Puffs. They wiped his mind because he was so addicted he had to go to rehab.
Yeah, for the heroin.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, will you please hide me?
Okay, we'll let you inside, but we can't take him to the kitchen because then he'll see the Cocoa Puffs. He might try to snort it.
Yeah, we don't want him to fail, dude.
Yeah, come on, guys. Come on.
Well, I said, boys, I sure do appreciate y'all letting me hide here.
Of course. You're the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yeah, dude, you're my favorite cereal.
Yep, that's me, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
So what's your real name anyway?
Oh, well, my name is Mr. Doodle-Doo. First name, Cock. Last name, a Doodle-Doo.
Oh, like cock-a-doodle-doo.
No.
Why do you have a ball sack under your chin?
Oh, that's so if he sees any of the other cereals, he can teabag them by nodding his head.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Yep,
Dude, I don't think this is the real Cocoa Puffs bird.
Oh, what makes you say that?
Yeah, why are you saying that, Joseph?
This nigga acting weird.
Well, what would happen if I wasn't the Cocoa Puffs bird?
Probably slit your throat and cook your ass up.
Yeah, we'd probably give you the Chef Peavy to skin you alive and put you in a pot of boiling water.
I'm crazy about Cocoa Puffs!
What?
Come again?
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs! I'm cuckoo as shit! I slap a bitch for some Cocoa Puffs! I don't get in my face about no Cocoa Puffs!
Yeah, that's you.
That's the spirit.
Joseph, it really is him.
I don't know what's wrong with me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that shit, don't you, boys?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's real one. What? There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Wait. I don't think you should answer that.
Why not?
What if it's a dangerous stranger?
Well, what if it's another cereal mascot that I gotta save?
It's not.
Well, let me see if it is.
No. It's not. You shouldn't go down there.
Okay, well, I still want to answer it.
Okay, wait. If it's an old man looking for a giant chicken, I'm not here.
Well, you're not a giant chicken. You're the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yep, that's right. I'm the Cocoa Puffs bird. So if there is an old man, there's not a chicken here.
Okay, yeah, there's not. There's a Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yep, that's right.
Hello?
You did dig it.
What?
I'm talking about big old peanut butter. You dig it.
No, what? I don't know what you're saying.
I'm talking about chicken. You know, you walk around like, McGee.
Oh, you're talking about chicken.
You eat them?
Have I seen a chicken?
You eat them?
No, there's no chicken here.
No, I'm not talking about you. I thought you seen them. You walk around going, McGee.
No,
I'm talking about you.
No, I don't see that. But the Cocoa Puffs bird is here.
Oh, the Cocoa Puffs bird?
The Cocoa Puffs bird is upstairs.
He walk around you, out of. You see him?
He's upstairs. You want me to see if he'll come down and take a picture with you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him. I'm going to stay up and be out. And now I'm going to be on your tip.
So you like Cocoa Puffs?
I do.
All right, let me ask Cocoa Puffs buddy. He'll come take a picture with you.
All right, girl. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something about the ticket. This big old ticket better walk around. He'd be sitting too. He had his little ball back underneath his neck. He's going to go,
No, I haven't seen a chicken, but I have seen the Cocoa Puffs bird. So maybe you can ask the Cocoa Puffs bird if he's seen the chicken.
All right, I'll do that.
So, who was at the door?
It was an old man.
It was? Did you tell him to leave and to never come back?
Why are you afraid of old people?
Well, because they got scabies and false teeth, and they're gonna die soon, and I'm scared of death, and scared to death.
Oh, no, it was the nicest old man. He was looking for a chicken with a butcher's knife.
Did you tell him to leave? Did you tell him I wasn't here? I mean, the chicken wasn't here?
Yeah, I told him the chicken wasn't here.
Oh, thank God.
But I did tell him the Cocoa Puffs bird was here. He's a big fan of you, so he wants a picture.
Oh, hell no.
Well, he wants a picture with you. He's a huge fan.
I don't care. Tell that old man to leave.
Come on, you gotta give him an autograph, dude.
You gotta spend time with your fans.
But I'm spending time with you boys. I don't want that old man to eat up too much of my time. Oh, me.
Come on, just go take a quick picture just for 5 seconds.
I said no.
Wow. Joseph, they say never meet your heroes, and this is why, because he's so mean to his fans.
Yeah, dude, we supported you while you were in rehab.
Yeah, while you were on crack. All your fans still ate your cereal because we knew you were on heroin and we wanted to support you. And you're not going to say hi to one little fan? You know what? I think you should go hide at someone else's house.
Okay, fine, damn, I'll do it! But I'm gonna do it in costume.
Why do it in costume? You're not gonna look like the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yes, I will. I dress up all the time. I'll be like the special edition Cocoa Puffs bird. Or Cocoa is shit. I'll dress up as like a pirate or a captain or something. Let me see what you boys have.
All right, here he is, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yeah, that's me, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Wait a minute. Why the Cocoa Puffs bird dressed like a piggy?
Because this is the special edition Cocoa Puffs bird, bacon puffs, to celebrate the new Cocoa Puffs coming out.
I ain't never heard no bacon puffs.
Yeah, that's because the new, it's the best part of a balanced breakfast.
Wait a minute. You cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I'm cuckoo. I'm super cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Y'all let me know if y'all need to be on chicken fucker.
Yeah, we'll do. If we see him, we'll let you know. So you should go.
All right, y'all get. Make sure you tell me he's big old chicken fucker. He got better than T. Walk around for cat.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you know if we see a big chicken.
Yeah, all right. I'll see y'all later. Yeah.
Wait, is there any other things about him that we should know about?
A big old chicken fucker walking around. He sits all over the place and he talks too.
Well, he can talk?
Yeah, he'd be over talking chicken fucker.
A talking chicken? If I see a talking chicken, I'll definitely let you know.
All right. I'll find that fucker. Cut his goddamn head off.
Oh, what a weird old man. He's acting like a giant chicken slept with his wife or something.
Yeah, he really hates giant chickens, but we should let him know if we see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was way too close.
What was way too close?
I mean, way too gross, because old people are gross, especially old, wrinkly, saggy, sexy old farmers' wives.
At least you don't like them young like these streamers do.
Yep, that's right. So, boys, what do you want to watch?
I mean, we could watch videos of chickens getting their head cut off.
No! How about we watch some videos of cows getting slaughtered? You want to do that? You like that, boys?
I don't care what we watch.
Well, at least whatever we watch, I'm eating.
Joseph, what are you doing?
What?
You don't bring Cocoa Puffs around the Cocoa Puffs party, you might get addicted again.
Oh, dude, my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's okay, boys. Remember, I went to rehab. I'm good. I'm straight.
You still don't bring crack around the crackhead.
Yeah, I once knew a guy who sucked dick for bus fare and then walked.
Yeah, you don't want to end up like him.
No, I'm good, boys. I'm straight.
You sure? It's pretty good. I know you want some. Huh?
I mean, I'll try maybe like one or two.
No.
Ugh! Look! Gross! What?
Gross? Wait a minute!
Come on, you're not the real Cocoa Puffs, bro!
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs are burned with love, the Cocoa Puffs. You want to say they're gross?
Yeah. Imposter!
Yeah!
Okay, damn, fine! I'm not the Cocoa Puffs bud! I'm just a giant-ass chicken that likes to sleep with farmers' wives! Old-ass, wrinkly, sexy farmers' wives!
Oh, my God, we've been lied to! I knew that old man should have cut his head off!
Mm-hmm. Hold on, boys, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hello? Is this that big chicken that was in my room last night tearing it up good shit?
Oh, that depends. Is this that old woman that knows how to take her dentures out?
It depends. Is that that big chicken that was making me moist as a sponge?
Yeah, ma'am.
I'm gonna need you to come over right now and let me smell that big wrinkly orange ball sack under your chin.
Oh, yeah, ma'am.
I'm gonna need you to remove my diaper with your beak.
That depends.
That depends.
Oh, yeah, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. Sorry, boys, I gotta go.
Oh, God, we should have known it wasn't the Cocoa Puffs, but you were right all along, Joseph.
Yeah, shouldn't have trusted his ass.
Sorry. Oh, God, I feel like such an idiot. She's a big chicken.
Right?
What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus. I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, dang. Tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real. What?
You said Santa Claus isn't real.
He's not. You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle.
Oh, why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey, guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am.
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing.
You're not supposed to use our real name, Scooby, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari. I ordered steak.
When am I going to get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass.
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes.
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask. You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. It looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching the Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia, because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? What did they frozen to his nutsack when he died?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh, my God. If someone doesn't bring a
him a pair of damn scissors!
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just going to walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across to safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too!
Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm going to trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so you'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is a title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, see, what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no! I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Daddy, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
But no way.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy.
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What?
Me too.
Jeffy, which ones did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, left down, right up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which ones was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh my God. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes Pee-Pee, and then Suzanne, and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No,
your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what it could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble that's been in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. Do you have another one?
Danny, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my God, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? Okay, well,
I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one.
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, you do.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left, and I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PPP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This grown folk business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference.
Oh, you can't push me! I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Oh, which one is it?
No! Chef BB died!
But hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef BB's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end. Cross, asshole! You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles!
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did! It was so cool! 3 people died!
And Marvin's still alive, so if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him.
Wait, who died? I bet on the shelf named after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking to my fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh, wow. You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs.
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah, it tastes like Piglet's ass cheeks.
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, because I know where right there is because I can fucking see.
I don't know. Why don't you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabelle.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy.
Well,
oh, my God, Goofy, you're being a mess.
Well, it's not my fucking fault. I can't see in this stupid-ass mess. I'm going to go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry I brought him. He's kind of just like a tag-along.
Hey, Danny, do you know if the windows on the house are hammer-proof?
What? No, Jeffy, they're not.
How do you know? Have you tested it?
No, Jeffy, I haven't tested it.
Well, how do you know if you haven't tested it?
Because, Jeffy, I know if a hammer hits a glass window, it's going to shatter.
Well, have you done that?
No.
All right, well, then I'm just trying to have a scientific method. I have a hypothesis, and I'm trying to test the hypothesis.
You're not going to test it, Jeffy. Look, you're not going to try to break these windows.
You don't want me to be a scientist?
You're not going to be a scientist, Jeffy. Look, this is my house, these are my rules, and you're not going
to
do it.
I hate you.
Marvin, he just wants to be a scientist.
Why do you always take his side?
I'm sorry.
Screw my daddy. You know what?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Junior, I'm so tired of my daddy telling me what to do. He said it's his house and his rules.
Well, if you had your own house, you could make up your own rules.
Yeah, Junior, but I don't know how to get my own house.
You could get a tree house.
What's a tree house?
It's a house in a tree.
That makes so much sense.
So we can go outside and find the perfect tree, and then get someone to build us a treehouse.
That would be the titties.
So let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, what tree would be the perfect tree to put our treehouse in?
Hmm.
Oh, Junior, this one right here. Oh, my God, yeah. This is the perfect tree. It's like speaking to me.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty nice house in this, baby.
All right, let's go call the contractor.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the construction company.
All right.
Hey there, this is Three Little Pigs Construction Company. What'll it be, straw, wood, or brick?
Hey, we need you to build us a house.
Okay, what do you need it done by?
Can you come over now and do it?
Now? Like, right now?
Yeah, we'll build it, like, right now.
Well, houses take a couple months to build.
A couple months? We want you to build it today.
Well, all right, but, what even is your budget?
Jeffy, what does budget mean?
I don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Ooh, okay. Big spender. All right, I like that. Yeah, well, work's been a little slow recently, so I guess I could do that today. I'll pick up the supplies and be right over.
All right, awesome, thanks. All right, Jeffy, he's coming over to build the house right now.
Sweet.
All right, let's go outside and wait for him.
Okay.
Hey there, you the guys that called me about building a house?
Yeah.
Well, you guys look a little young to be able to afford to build a house. Like, what, do you inherit some money? Like your parents die in a car accident or something?
Wait, we need money?
Well, yeah, you gotta have money to build a house.
How much do we need?
I don't know, like at least $100,000.
$100,000? We don't have that.
What do you mean you don't have that? I have all the lumber over there to build a 3,000 square foot house.
Well, we don't need a real house. We need a tree house.
A tree house? You didn't say a tree house. On the phone, you just said you needed a house, not a tree house.
Well, I assumed you knew I was a little kid and that I wanted a tree house.
No, why would I assume that? No, I thought you meant a real house. I'm not building you a tree house in this shitty little tree.
But you're not building us a tree house. Is that because you don't know how to build one?
But no, I know how to build one. I'm just not doing it because I'm a professional. I build real houses. I don't have time for this.
He doesn't know how to build one.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's qualified.
He's not another one.
Yeah, I know how to build a house. I can build the biggest, bestest treehouse ever.
All right, then prove it.
Yeah, prove it then.
Okay, I will.
And done. Yeah, check that out. Is that a treehouse or what? It looks like a motherfucking treehouse to me, huh? Yeah. Oh, you said, oh, he can't make a treehouse. He doesn't know how to do it. Well, look what I did. I made a treehouse. How about that?
Oh, my God. This is the coolest house I've ever seen.
It's perfect. Yeah, damn right it is. Now, imagine if I had built you a real house. It would have been this, but 20 times bigger.
Oh, how do you do stuff like this? It's so amazing.
I don't know. I'm the shit. What can I say? I just piss excellence.
Oh, Jeffy, go inside it.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's so cool.
Wow, it's so roomy in here. No, you're damn right it is. It's a full 2 square feet.
Oh, I'm going inside with him. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, thanks, mister.
All right, so how are you going to pay me?
We said we didn't have any money.
Oh, that's right. I did this to prove a point. Damn my ego. Anyway, I'm going to go home and have a drink. Just hope no hurricanes come by.
Oh, Jeffy, this house is so cool. Okay, what's the first thing we're going
to
do?
We need to establish some rules. So rule number one, no daddies allowed.
Yeah, no parents allowed. Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a Sharpie so we can write the rules.
All right.
And done. No daddies allowed. So if my daddy tries to come in, I'll point right there and say, suck it.
That'll show him.
Sure will.
What's the next rule?
I think we should only allow girls with big booties who don't wipe.
Oh, yeah. Where are we going to write that at?
Right here.
Okay, that's right there.
Hey, Junior, you're not answering my calls. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I must have left my phone inside.
Oh, well, like you didn't answer my calls, so I came over and I rang the doorbell for like 5 minutes and you still didn't answer, so I was going to come in through the back door and then I saw you, so like what the hell, man?
Oh, no, me and Jeffy got a treehouse built.
Oh, that's so cool. Can I go inside?
Yeah, come inside, Cody.
Oh, I see I'm not allowed inside.
What do you mean?
It says no daddies allowed and people call me daddy.
Oh, no, it meant like no fathers, like your dad's not allowed.
Oh, no, it's fine. The rules are the rules. I don't mind. I'm just going to go home, but keep your phone on you.
Okay. What other stuff does this house have? Oh, Jeffy, look down here! Is that a swing, Jeffy?
It looks like it, Junior. Let's get on it!
Yeah, get on it!
Whee! We're swingers, Junior!
This is so fun. I love being a swinger. I wish people could join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to see you enjoying that swing. You didn't even ask for that. I just did it. Because your little puny mind couldn't even conceive of such a thing. But me, I'm an architectural genius. I'm a badass. You hear that, Stacy? Huh? You didn't want to go to prom with me, but now look at me. I'm building tree houses. I'm building swings. What do you got, you two ugly kids? No swings. No tree houses. I'm sorry. I'm rambling about my problems. You mind if I litter?
Well, you know it'd be really cool if you could build us like a swimming pool under the treehouse.
You know what? For you, buddy, anything. Hold on, I'll be right back.
We're gonna get a swimming pool under our treehouse!
Sweet! Boom! Swimming pool! And it's totally not just the bowl from the kitchen I filled with water.
Jeffy, we have a swimming pool now! Let's go swimming!
F yeah, Junior!
Now hold on, cause it can also be...
Damn it. Damn things.
A hot tub!
Now you just gotta wait an hour.
Oh, mister, you do so much cool stuff for us.
Yeah, take that, Property Brothers. I don't even need a hot twin.
Oh, what's some more stuff we could add to the house? We could add, like, a front door. We could add, like, a window. Ow! That rusty nail just stabbed me!
Well, that's not good. You might get tetanus.
What's tetanus?
Well, it's where your body gets all stiff and then you die.
I don't want to die! Go to the hospital! Someone call a doctor!
I actually am a doctor. Never mind. I'm going to go home and get another drink.
All right, well, I'm just going to be in my treehouse.
Oh, Marvin, I'm starting to get hungry. What do you want to eat for dinner?
Ooh, we could order pizza.
That sounds good.
Let me tell Jeffy. Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Huh.
That's weird, Marvin. He usually comes running when he hears the word pizza.
I know. Let's go check on him. What the? Jeffy, what is this?
It's my treehouse, Daddy.
A treehouse? It's all rusty and it looks bad?
Aw, I think it's cute.
It's not cute. Jeffy, get out. We have to tear this thing down. It's making the neighborhood look bad.
No, dang, this is my house and I live here now.
It's not a house, Jeffy. It's just a bunch of wood nailed together.
Well, isn't that what a house is?
Shut up, Jeffy. Look, get out.
No, this is my treehouse and I'm going to live here.
I want to go in.
Well, let me in, too.
No, Dad, you're not allowed.
No, Daddy's allowed. Why am I not allowed?
Because you're mean and Mommy's not.
Aw, thanks, Jeffy.
Wait, so I'm mean because I wouldn't let you shatter my windows with a hammer?
Exactly.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid. Look, let me in.
No, you're not allowed, Daddy. Read the rules.
Oh, fine. I don't want to go inside your stupid, ugly, dumb treehouse anyway. It's dumb and it's ugly and it's stupid. So I'm going inside my real house with air conditioning and water. And when it rains, you're going to get all wet. So come on, baby. Let's go.
Aw, but I want to hang out with Jeffy.
No, baby. Come on. You're coming with me. Let me see this, stupid Jeffy.
Marvin, what are you doing?
Looking at Jeffy in his dumb, stupid treehouse. Like, why am I not allowed in?
Why do you care?
I don't care that I'm not allowed in. I just want to know why I'm not allowed in. You're like, why not me?
Marvin, I think you're jealous.
I'm not jealous about his stupid, dumb treehouse. It's dumb. It's for kids. It's just, why am I not allowed in? I'm his own dad. Like, you should let me in.
Marvin, those are the rules.
Look, I'm going to get inside that stupid treehouse. I'm going to put on a disguise, and he's going to let me in. All right, this disguise is going to work.
Rootin', tootin', shootin'.
Oh, baby, stop it.
What, Jeffy?
What?
What are you doing?
Playing tickle tush. What are you doing?
I'm a lonely cowboy. I lost my horse, and I was wondering if there's somewhere I could stay for the night. So can I go inside your nice-looking treehouse?
No, there's no room. Sorry.
But, Jeffy, I'm going to find a way to get inside your treehouse.
Daddy, is that you? Wait, you bought a horsey? Can I pet it?
Oh, he didn't let me in.
Ooh, Marvin, I didn't know you were such a sexy cowboy. You should lasso me up.
I want to get inside that treehouse.
Marvin, forget the stupid treehouse. Pay attention to me.
No, I'm going to go demand Jeffy to let me inside that treehouse. I'm going to demand him to let me in.
Oh, my God. You have your own house and your own swimming pool. You're so successful.
Yep, just doing it. Adult things.
Ooh, Daddy.
What did you call me?
Daddy?
Oh, no! I'm not allowed in my own house!
All right, Jeffy, I demand you to let me inside your treehouse.
Well, Daddy, I'm not even allowed inside my own treehouse anymore.
Why?
Because that girl called me Daddy, and rule number one, no Daddy's allowed.
What? That's stupid, Jeffy. Okay, since you're not allowed in it, what are you going to do with it now?
I'm probably just going to have to put it on the market.
You can't put it on the market, Jeffy. You can't sell something that's in my backyard.
Oh, look, that's my realtor right now.
What?
Hey, Mr. Realtor.
Hey there, Jeffy. I just put the house on the market. We've already got 50 people lined up to take a look at it.
No, you cannot sell this house. It's in my backyard.
Excuse me, sir. Are you looking to buy this house? Because you'll have to wait in line.
Well, no, I'm not looking to buy. It's in my backyard. You can't sell it.
Oh, look, Jeffy. Here comes the first buyer now.
Hey there. I'm interested in this property. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, as you can see, it's a beautiful home, a full 2 square feet. It has a swimming pool and a swing, and it has a beautiful waterfront property.
Oh, wonderful. I'll take it for $2 million cash.
Sold. Jeffy, you are a very rich man.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Well, no. This is not right. You cannot sell a treehouse in my backyard.
Marvin, is that you? Give me your house payment.
No, get to the next page. We want to see the juicy stuff.
No, not that one. This is a good one. Dear Diary, Mom caught me giving Ken a Mississippi mud pie and said if I don't stop, I'll grow hair in my palms like my Uncle Cliff. He has to shave his hands now. But I don't really believe her, so we'll see.
No, the next page. Get to the actual stuff we care about. There's all this bunch of gay stuff.
Hey, fine. Dear Diary, do you think if I made Chef Pee-Pee really mad, he'd spank me with his spatula?
No, next one. Good one.
Okay, fine. I got kicked out of the grocery store today for having fun with the carrots, but the joke's on them, though, because they didn't see me with the bananas, cucumbers, and eggplant.
Okay.
What is with you and food?
Yeah, we want to see the stuff, so there's nothing about Joseph in there.
No!
Okay, well, diaries are dumb. You don't even need to write all that stuff down.
Plenty of people have diaries. I bet Penelope has one.
Rats!
yeah. I mean, lots of girls have diaries.
You think she's writing stuff about me in there? Like, how she wants to break up with me, or maybe other guys?
Yeah, she's probably drawing a lot of penises.
What penises?
Penises. Leviathan-sized penises.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If Penelope has a diary, then I need to read it, because if she's writing stuff about me, or that she wants to break up with me, about that she likes other guys, what if she writes about how she thinks about other guys? What if she wants, like, other guys, not me?
You can catch her in the act. She's probably cheating, dude.
Oh, my God. I have to call Penelope and ask if she has a diary.
Don't do that.
Come on.
Hello?
Bitch, answer the phone.
What?
Sorry, no, Penelope, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the version of you that hadn't answered the phone yet.
What do you want, Junior?
Do you have a diary?
Yeah, I'm writing in it right now.
Can I read it?
No, Junior, that's my super secret private diary.
Oh, come on, I just want to read it for like a second. I want to read what you're writing about.
Junior, if you were to ever read my diary, we'd have to break up.
Well, come on, like, what if you're, like, writing about cheating on me or penises?
Junior, I'm not writing about that stuff, but even if I was, you would never know because you're not allowed to read my diary.
Okay, let me read it for like 30 seconds, as much as I can.
No, Junior, bye.
Oh, God.
Penises, huh?
I apparently a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot in mine, too.
Well, no, I hate when she said, even if I was writing about that stuff, you would never know about it. I'm not, but even if I was, I hate that. Like, imagine I'm in an airport, and they come up to me and say, is there a bomb in your luggage? No, but even if there was, they'd tackle me.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine I'm driving a car, and the cops pull me over, and they go, is there any drugs in the vehicle? And I go, no, but even if I was having drugs in the car, they'd search the fuck out of my car.
Yeah, especially if it was me.
Yeah, imagine if they knock on the door, and like, is Anne Frank in here? And they're like, no, but even if she was, they would have tore that whole house down.
Yes, Junior, I think we get it.
Listen, guys, I just want to know what she's writing about. I wish there was a way I could read it. Oh, my God, I just wish. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you just said.
It means the people who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
Okay, what?
I'm gonna steal it.
What?
I'm gonna steal Penelope's diary.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Was that fucking National Treasure?
I think so.
And done.
Hey, Penelope, you finished your homework?
It's summer, Dad.
I'm not falling for that again. That's what you said last night.
It's summer until, like, August.
See, that's the problem with this generation. You have too much time off from school. When I was your age, I also had summers off. And look what happened to your mother, fat.
Dad, are you bored?
The two gayest teams are in the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. I don't even think those are real states.
What's a Pacer?
It's like named after the car from the Indy 500, you know, the pace car.
Well, what does that have to do with basketball?
Exactly! That's what I'm saying! It is very late for somebody to be ringing our doorbell, but I'm gonna answer it, because I'm curious. If it's a monster, I'll scream. So if you hear screaming, that means it's a monster.
Dad, go answer the door!
Okay, I'm just really scared that it's a monster.
Ugh.
Hello? Hello? Well, Penelope, it's not a monster. It's actually nobody.
That's almost scarier.
Hello? What is this? 120 crayons? I always wanted these when I was a kid, but my mom would only give me the 8-count pack. Oh, my God. 120 colors? How does Crayola think of that many? I can name, like, 10? 15, maybe? Hold on, let me try. Blue. Red. Green. Yellow. Purple? Black? White? Orange? Fuchsia? Puce? I think that's it. Those are all the colors I can think of. I gotta bring this inside. I gotta learn some more colors.
Everybody in the house, come down here right now. It's a family emergency.
What, Boynie? What, Dad?
Some angel came down from heaven and gave us a box of 120 crayons.
My boyfriend has a box of crayons just like this.
Yeah, well, mine are cooler.
Oh, Boynie, why does this yellow crayon have glasses on? Why would a crayon need glasses?
It's not the point, Karen. The point is we have 120 crayons, and I can't even think of that many colors. Like this one right here, this red-orange one. What do you think it's called?
Oh, sunset.
Let me see. No, it's just red-orange. Well, that's stupid. It's two of the colors I already know just put together.
Oh, let me see what this color is. Guess, Boynie.
I don't know. Yellow?
No, banana mania.
What the fuck is a banana mania? Bananas aren't even that color.
It's this color crayon, Boynie.
That's dumb. What about this purple one? What is this? Purple Palooza? Let me see. No, it's blue-violet. Wait, where's the blue? I just see purple. These are dumb crayons.
Okay, I'm in a room. Where's her diary? There it is. 180 years of searching and I'm 3 feet away. No, no more National Treasure quotes. Okay, I gotta fight. Dear diary, oh my God, my dad is so mean. He told me I couldn't have a sleepover with Jenny this weekend because she is whiny, so unfair. No, where's the good stuff? Dear diary, I love school so much, I just love to learn. Cody likes to learn too. Too bad he's gay because we get along so well. What?
Hey, everybody. What color do you think this orange one is?
Oh, is it carrot?
No, it's yellow-orange. Jeez, how'd they think of that? I could have done that. Pay me to come up with colors. I bet I could pump out 200 in an afternoon.
Boyne, guess what color this one is?
Dark yellow?
Nope, laser lemon.
Laser lemon.
Oh, what about this one, Boyne?
Is that one also laser lemon?
No, it's goldenrod.
Oh, that's great.
I'm bored and I'm going to my room.
Oh yeah? Well, how about you write in your diary and you come up with some better color names, huh? How about that? We could put Crayola out of business.
Okay, let me see what it says.
Oh my God.
Good night, Dad.
Oh, she's coming. Out the window.
Oh man, it's such a long drop down.
Dad, remember, if you try to wake me up in the morning for school, it's summer.
Wait, I don't remember leaving my window open. Dad!
What's the matter, Penelope? Monsters?
Someone opened my window!
Someone or something! Take that, fuckers! All right, that ought to hold them.
Dad, someone stole my diary, too!
Oh, yeah? You want to steal from my daughter, huh? Oh, you don't? Well, I believe you, but my Tommy gun don't! Okay, good night, Penelope.
I wonder if he actually stole it, dude.
Well, if he's as committed as Nicolas Cage is, I bet he did.
Yeah. Oh, man, you look down bad, Junior.
What's wrong, Junior?
I read something in Penelope's diary that didn't make me happy.
Oh, what'd you read?
How about you open it and you find out?
Well, I don't want to violate Penelope's privacy like that.
Here you go with this shit again.
Okay, fine, let me see. Dear Diary, I love Bully. He's so mean to me, but it's because he likes me, too. He's so hot. It's okay that he's mean because I think I can change him. Junior, this is clearly before you guys got together.
Dude, how did you get your bitch took?
I know. Like, she literally wants another man.
Let's look at the next page. I think Bully is my true love. I'll never love anyone as much as Bully. Oh.
Yeah, I'm about to Kurt Cobain myself.
No. This was way earlier in the book. I'm sure she's talked about you in here. Dear Diary, Junior is so annoying. I don't know why we're even dating. He's just mean and lame, and he only wants to hang out with his friends. Junior never hangs out with me. He's also bad at school, and I hate that. Oh well, at least I have a boyfriend, I guess.
So, how many did Juice WRLD swallow?
The whole bottle.
Junior, come on. It can't all be about you. My stupid dad is making me go on a diet because he says he doesn't want me to get fat like my mom. So rude. I hate him. See, that one's not about you.
Okay, is there anything good about me?
Let me see. I don't know. I don't know why I'm dating Junior, but I still think Bully is kind of cute. Don't tell anyone.
Alright, so I'm gonna jump off the Golden Gate Bridge now.
No, don't do that. I'm sure, that's just her and her friends, and this is her complaining about her dad, and this is about Toby Sherbert. I think you killed Toby Sherbert.
I think he's dead. You know what? Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello.
Junior, I am having the worst night ever. Someone broke into my house and stole my diary.
You don't think it was me, do you?
Why would I think that you stole my diary?
Well, it definitely wasn't me who did it.
Junior, did you steal my diary?
What? No. How would I have came in through your second story window?
I didn't tell you someone came in through my window.
Yes, you did. You said you're having the worst night ever and someone broke in through your second story window.
No, I said someone broke into my house.
I just assumed they came in through the window.
Oh my God, Junior, I can't believe you stole my diary.
Well, I didn't steal it, but I think you should definitely call Bully and tell him how cute he is.
OMG, Junior, you read my diary too?
What? No, I just think you should call Bully and tell him you love him forever and ever and ever.
Why would you even bring up Bully if you didn't read my diary?
I don't know, maybe call Toby Sherbert and tell him you want to have his babies.
Well, maybe I will.
He's dead.
I think
we just need a break like a Kit Kat bar.
What?
Like a Kit Kat bar.
You like that one?
No.
Well, at least she didn't have anything in her diary about stuff being up her ass.
Stuff I couldn't fit up there. It's a shorter list.
What's the point? We're not going to win anyway.
Then why do you keep buying the tickets, Boyne?
I don't know, so I can have a little bit of hope in my life, so I can dream for once.
Look, Boyne, it's on!
Now for tonight's winning lottery numbers. The first number is 5.
Boyne, we got 5!
Okay, we got one number. Don't get too excited.
The second number is 9.
We got 9! We got 2 numbers!
Calm down. We haven't even won anything yet, Karen.
The third number is 17.
We got 17!
Karen, calm down. Matching three numbers only gets us $7. Big whoop.
The fourth number is 31.
31, Bonnie! 31! We got four numbers! We got four numbers!
Okay, let's just calm down. Okay, God hates me. Nothing good is ever going to happen to me, so just calm down.
The fifth number is 43.
43, Bonnie! We got five numbers! We got five numbers, Bonnie! Five!
The final number, the number that will get you to win $150 million, is 13.
13. We got all the money now, that's funny!
We just won $150
million! $150
million! Well, actually, it's $94.5 million after taxes, but that's still a lot of money! We can retire!
Bonnie, what are we gonna do with all that money? We should get to some charity!
No, screw charity! They already got their money. We should spend this on us! Yeah, we should buy a yacht with a swimming pool on it, and then I could buy a jet ski and ride my jet ski in the pool on my yacht! I could buy one of Two Chains' chains, and then he'd have to change his rap name to One Chain, and then I could be One Chain. Oh my God, we could buy an 80-bedroom mansion and then sleep in a different bedroom every night!
But Boydie, don't you want to just get a nice little house in the mountains and just be together?
Ew! No! Of course I don't want that! No, I want my 80-bedroom mansion! Oh my God, we have to pay so many maids to clean all those rooms. Oh, but they could all be naked. And then I could pay them to all make out with each other.
But Boydie, what about just us?
Yeah, you're right. We should get an island. But not like a really, really big island, because we're not billionaires. No, just like a normal, regular-sized island. Yeah, and then I could hang out on my island with all my maids while they make out with each other naked. Doesn't that sound fun, Karen? 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 Where'd you go with the lottery ticket, Karen? No! Karen, what are you doing, my maids? No! Karen, what are you doing?
Boydie, I heard how you're planning on spending the money, and I think this money would have ruined our lives!
Ruined our lives? Did you not hear the part about the 80 naked maids? That would have been a good thing!
Boydie, haven't you heard the horror stories of people winning the lottery and ruined their lives?
Well, yeah, but those people didn't spend their money on 80 naked maids in an island. That would have made them happy.
Boydie, I think I did the right thing.
No, I want my island and my yacht and my jet ski. Now we can't even get one naked maid.
Boydie, I'll be a naked maid.
Ew!
Boydie, all we need is our love!
I don't want love, I want maids.
Breaking news, MK. The winning ticket for the $150 million lottery was sold in our town and is still unclaimed. So make sure you check your tickets.
Oh, would you look at that? The ticket still hasn't been claimed. I wonder why somebody wouldn't claim a winning lottery ticket. Maybe it's because their stupid, ugly wife shredded it. All we need is our love.
Boynie, dinner's ready.
This is my dinner.
Boynie, you can't have beer for dinner.
Why? It'll kill me slower than your cooking will.
Boynie, I worked really hard all day on this dinner for you.
You wouldn't have to cook at all if we had 80 naked maids to cook for us.
Boynie, that's 80 naked maids, not 80 naked cooks.
Well, we could buy some that could cook, you know, and they could make out naked while they cooked. It would be dinner and a show.
Boynie, wash your hands and get ready for dinner.
I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her. How do I kill her though? Poison. Yeah, it'll be poison. I'll put it in a food, and then nobody will think it's poison. They'll just think she died from eating her crappy food, because it's always bad.
Hey there, what can I get you?
Poison to kill my wife, and I don't want them to be able to trace it back to me.
Oh, alright. I think I got just the thing. There you go. It's called Drop Dead. You put some of that in your wife's food, and she'll drop dead. No trace. Perfect.
Burned lasagna.
Boynie, look. I put pink lemonade in a wine glass because I want to feel fancy.
You could have had real wine at the top of the Eiffel Tower and eaten lasagna cooked by the rat from Ratatouille.
Boynie, his name was Remy.
I don't care what his name is. With all that money, we could have bought the rights to Ratatouille and changed his name to Lasagna.
Okay, now you're just being silly. Eat your dinner.
It's burned.
It's slightly overcooked.
Slightly. That's like saying the Titanic is slightly underwater.
Boynie, eat your lasagna.
It's stinky.
What?
The lasagna is stinky. You cooked stinky lasagna.
Boynie, I know you use hurtful words as a weapon, but you don't have to be rude.
Well, you're using lasagna as a weapon because it's stinky and I think it's trying to kill me.
Well, put some ketchup on it or something, Boynie.
Oh, I have ketchup. Yeah, here's my ketchup.
Why? Why is it orange, Boynie?
Because it's the Shrek Kids Nickelodeon ketchup. Yeah, that's it.
Ooh, Boynie, I want to try.
Use the whole bottle.
Boynie, you don't want any?
No, and ruin the flavor of this stinky lasagna? No, of course not.
It's pretty gooey, Boydie.
Yeah, just get it all on there.
Boydie, it looks yummy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Make sure you eat all of it really quickly.
does it?
But my stomach's starting to hurt, boy, Nate.
Yeah, well, that happens every time we eat your cooking. But you don't feel like you're gonna die?
My cooking's not that bad, boy, Nate.
We'll see.
I feel perfectly fine.
Yes, 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 she's gone. She's finally gone. I'm free, yes. Oh, and I'm a doctor, too, so I can pronounce it dead. And I'm a cop, so I won't get arrested for this.
But I should probably still call a cop just so it doesn't look suspicious.
Yeah.
I'll go call my friend. I'm gonna call my partner, Bruce.
Hello?
Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Not much, mate. Just watching the news. Hey, did you see where the $150 million winning lottery ticket was sold in our town?
No, I didn't see that.
That's crazy, mate. Who do you think it was?
Not me.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine how many naked maids you could buy with $150 million?
Probably about 80.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, anyway, why'd you call me, mate?
My wife. It's terrible.
No. Did she make lasagna again?
Yeah, it's really, really bad this time. I need you to come over right away.
But I'm not hungry.
No. Something bad happened to my wife.
Did you finally snap, mate?
No. Just come over.
All right, mate. I'll be right there.
All right. Now when he gets here, I gotta cry and pretend I didn't know she was gonna die.
Boydie, what happened? I feel like I hit my head.
Karen?
What, Boydie?
What? You're hot.
But I feel kind of cold, actually.
No. You are hot.
Aw, thank you, Boydie.
No. You don't understand. You weren't hot, and now you are.
What do you mean?
Just come with me to the mirror. Look at you.
Oh, my God, Boydie, I'm gorgeous!
Yeah, you're hot. You're smoking hot.
Boydie, it must have been the lasagna.
No, I don't think it was that, but I do have a pretty good idea what it was.
Boydie, you should have some of that lasagna.
I am never touching that lasagna. Wait. Are you saying I'm not hot?
Aw, Boydie, you're hot to me.
Well, look, let's just go to the bedroom.
Why, Boydie?
Come on, bedroom now.
Whoa, Boydie! More like boy, oy, 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 oy,
oy. Yep, that's me.
Boydie, you've never loved me that hard before.
Well, you were ugly.
Boydie!
Well, you're hot now, so it doesn't matter.
Who's at the door, Boydie?
Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Jeez, mate, why are you naked?
Oh, this. Why don't you come in and see?
All right.
That right there is why I'm naked.
Boydie, what are you doing? I'm in bed!
Oh, good on you, mate. You got yourself a 10. Is that the same girl from the bar the other night?
What?
No, the girl from the bar was ugly. This is my wife.
That is not your wife, mate. Your wife is hideous.
No, she was hideous, but she's hot now.
Oh, I get it. You divorced the hideous one and got yourself that one.
No, it's the same person. It's just now she's hot.
Well, I know you don't make enough money to pay for plastic surgery, mate.
No, she just poofed like this.
Poofed?
Yeah, poofed.
Oh, well, do you mind if I take her on a date after you're done with her?
No, it's my wife!
That is not your wife! Your wife is hideous!
Well, look, just get out of here!
All right, mate.
Buddy, you're talking like I'm not here! I can hear everyone you're saying!
I'm sorry, baby. Just stay right there. I gotta go make a phone call. I should call that dolphin and see what's going on.
Hey, who's this?
I'm the guy you sold that poison to.
Oh, hey. Did it work? Is your wife dead?
No. She's actually just smoking hot now.
What?
Yeah, she ate the poison, and now she's just, like, really, really hot.
Oh, I messed up.
What?
Yeah. See, I was supposed to give you the drop-dead poison, and instead I gave you the drop-dead gorgeous potion. So whoever drinks that turns into somebody who's drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine.
I mean, if you want to come back, I'll give you the poison instead.
No. This is good. I like that she's hot.
I should probably tell you that...
Don't worry about it. I got it. I don't care. All right. Well, that's great. I got a hot wife. That's way better than 80 naked maids.
So, Boydie, what do you want to do now?
Whatever my beautiful, perfect wife wants to do.
Really? Whatever I want to do?
Yeah.
Well, normally you just want to sit in the living room and drink beer.
Well, yeah, but you're hot now.
Boydie, I would love to go to the movies with you.
Well, okay.
Like in public?
Yeah, sure.
And then can we get ice cream afterwards?
Yeah, of course. Whatever you want.
Okay, Boydie. Boydie, I'm so excited to be at the movies. You haven't taken me out in years.
Well, that's because you were ugly and I didn't want to be seen with you in public.
But now you're hot. You're eye candy. And I got a sweet tooth.
Well, my eyes have a sweet tooth. My eyes have teeth.
Boydie, this is why I love you. You have such a way with words. Boydie, the movie's starting.
Oh, hey, you know what we should do? We should make out.
But, Boydie, I want to watch the movie.
Oh, come on, you're hot. I want to make out.
Boydie, the movie's on.
The movie's stupid. Let's just make out.
Boydie, stop it.
Oh, hey there, sweet cheeks.
Are you talking to me?
What other supermodel would I be talking to?
Oh, Barney, he said I look like a supermodel!
Of course, Karen, you're hot. People are going to say that kind of stuff. Just ignore them.
Hey, babe, did you know that there's only 20 letters in the alphabet?
I thought that was 26.
Oh, yeah, how could I forget? You are a QT.
You're still missing one.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you the D later.
Barney, he's so charming!
He's only saying that stuff because you're hot. He wouldn't have said that stuff yesterday, so he should just stay out of it.
Back off, old man.
Old man? This is my wife.
Ha! Yeah, in your dreams.
Hey, you want to go outside, bro? Huh, bro? With your stupid TikTok haircut? Go make some TikToks.
Oh, yeah, no, actually, I'm good right here next to your wife.
Barney, are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous of him with his stupid perfect TikTok hair and his beautiful blue eyes.
But Boyne, you have blue eyes.
Yeah, but I'm like all old and I'm losing my hair and I got cataracts. Let's just go.
Okay, Boyne.
Call me later, sweet stuff.
She's not gonna call you.
Okay.
Well, just watch a movie at home where nobody else can stare at you but me.
Okay, Boyne, but you don't have to get so jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Who's at the door?
I don't know. I'll get it.
Oh, I want to go with you.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there, it's me, famous Hollywood talent agent Steve Staleberger.
Really? Steve Staleberger? What are you doing here?
Well, I just couldn't help but notice you and your wife leaving the movies, and I thought your wife was smoking hot. I think she could be the next Marilyn Monroe.
Boy, he thinks I could be the next Marilyn Monroe.
Really? Yes, all she has to do is get on my private jet to Hollywood and I'll make her a professional model.
Boyne, if I become rich and famous, I can take care of you. I can get you your yacht and your private island.
But you'll be gone all the time and I won't be able to see you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't cook you gross meals anymore.
Hmm, okay, great. Come with me, babe.
My wife's gonna be gone now. But no more board lasagna, and she's hot. I guess I'll just sit here, since my wife is going to be in Hollywood, and she's going to be gone for a while. But she's still hot, though. But I'm not going to be able to see her, because she's in Hollywood with all those other beautiful, hot millionaires who could treat her better than I could. You know, but she's not going to cheat on me, even though I'm bald and I have cataracts. But no, she loves me. Who's at the door? Oh, you know what? I bet it's my wife. Yeah, she probably wants to go again one more time before she goes to Hollywood, because no one there is going to be hotter than me.
Hello? What, Karen?
Hi, Boyney.
What the hell happened? We were just getting on my private jet, and all of a sudden she turned into this thing.
Boyney, am I still pretty?
Not as much, no. The deal's off.
Boyney, I'm not going to Hollywood anymore.
Just come inside. We're going to figure this out.
Oh, Boyney, I wish I was still hot.
Just calm down. I'm going to figure out what happened. Hey, my wife's not hot anymore. What happened? Oh, well, what I was going to say before you hung up on me is that the potion only lasts for about an hour. What? Do you have any more? No, that was the last bottle of drop-dead gorgeous potion I have. But I still have the poison if you want it. Yeah. No. Karen, stop crying.
But Boyney, I can't get you your yacht or your private island.
Well, you know, I don't want a private island that bad.
What about your 80 naked maids, Boyney?
Karen, you're as good as maybe half a naked maid.
Really, Boyney?
Yeah. I have feelings for you as well, Karen.
Hey, Danny, can I go outside and draw with my chalk?
No, Jeffy, it's raining outside. It'll wash the chalk away.
But I want to draw a chalk cock.
A what?
A cock out of chalk.
No, Jeffy.
Well, I mean a chicken, Daddy.
Oh.
With a dick.
Jeffy, no, you're not going outside. It's thunderstorming and raining. Tell him, baby.
Yeah, it's way too rainy out, Jeffy.
Yeah, look, I'm going to turn on the news and maybe they'll talk about the weather.
Breaking news. Storms are brewing all across the country. It's raining cats and shrimpos out there. Let's go to the weather girl now.
Hey there. So, like, it's raining and storming today, so don't go outside. Otherwise, you'll get soaking wet. Like this. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't think she's a really good weather person. I think they should fire her.
Oh, no. She's doing her job right. Like, she really knows the weather. Like, she really knows it.
Marvin, if you think she's pretty, just say it.
I don't think she's pretty. Obviously, she's attractive. They're not going to put someone ugly on the news.
Well, why don't you just marry her then?
Daddy, when it's raining outside, is it because the clouds are sad and you're crying? Because that makes me sad.
Why is everyone crying? There's part of the door. Shut up! Shut up!
Hello?
Hey there.
Whoa, you're soaking wet.
Yeah, I'm like a college girl around Justin Bieber. I don't know who they like anymore. I'm cold and wet.
Why are you so cold and wet?
It's pissing out there.
Oh, well, why are you out there during the rain?
Well, just because it's raining doesn't mean I stop being a cop. You know, people actually commit more crimes in the rain because they think cops aren't going to do anything. But no, I still got to pull them over, and that's why I'm so wet. They get to just sit in their car, and I have to stand there in the rain writing. And there's also been a lot of drownings.
Drownings?
Yeah, people like to stare up at the sky with their mouth open like a turkey until they drown.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They're fucking stupid. I got to go around and close their mouth for them, so I've been doing that.
Oh, well, what are you doing here?
Well, I figured since I was over here, maybe I could come in and use your shower and dry my clothes.
Oh, my shower.
What? Yeah, who the fuck else's shower would I be talking about? Why did you answer like we haven't been talking this whole time?
Oh, I was just confused at the shower question.
Okay, can I come in or not?
Look,
if you don't want me to come in, that's fine. I can go back to my car and get pneumonia.
No, you can. You just shake like a dog real quick.
Is that better?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I'm going to take just a minute to tell you about a free-to-play mobile game where you can create your very own Dragon Empire, Dragon City. Lucky for us, they also sponsored this video. Dragon City is an epic experience where you can collect, hatch, and evolve over 1,000 dragons. Show your support for the SML channel by following the QR code or the link in the description to get your very own SML collectible and show it off on your island. Dive into quests, unlock powerful skills, and join forces with over 450 million players in a community where legends are made. Build your dream city with magical habitats and awesome decorations. Test your dragons in epic battles. Climb the leaderboard and show off your dragon mastery. Act now and get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the epic Ovi dragon and the SML decoration instantly. Go check out Dragon City now.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A cop.
The weather girl.
Why would the weather girl be at the door?
Because you love her.
It was a cop.
And she's your girlfriend and you want to have her babies.
It was a cop.
Wait, why is a cop here?
Because he got wet from the rain and he wanted to use our shower.
That's a lie, Marvin. It was the weather girl and you know it.
Hey there, I take really quick showers.
Wait, is that my bathrobe?
Yeah, it's really nice and I didn't have any other clothes to change into. Also, whoever's loofah that was in the shower, I really hope you don't wash the inside of your ass with it because I washed my face and now I'm worried.
Why would you wash your face with someone else's loofah?
Well, it was in there and you offered the shower, so I just assumed it was new.
No, it's not a hotel. We don't have new stuff for you to use.
Well, I used it.
Well, now I gotta throw it away.
No, you don't. I don't wash my ass.
What?
No, I don't wash my ass. What's the point? It's just going to get dirty anyway. That's why I have toilet paper.
I agree.
Ew!
Okay, listen. Are you ready to go back on duty? Can you go back on your cop job?
Well, I need somebody to dry my clothes. Let me go get them. Here you go, Blondie. Dry it.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Put it in the dryer. You're the wizard.
Why don't you dry it?
What, are you insane? I don't know how to use a dryer. I don't do my own laundry. I don't even know how to wash my own ass.
Wait, you're wearing my bathrobe with the dirty ass?
Yeah, I've been scratching it. It's been pretty itchy from how dirty it is.
No, I have to throw that away, too.
No, you don't. I'll take it.
Ugh, I'll just dry your shirt.
So what have you boys been up to?
Just watching the news and the weather.
Oh, have you seen the new weather girl? Oh, she's so hot, right? Oh, I gotta stop talking about her. I'm only wearing a bathrobe here. I don't want to look like a thing that wears a bathrobe with its dick out. Like Winnie the Pooh wearing a bathrobe. Or the Washington Monument wearing a bathrobe, but it's smaller and also it's a penis. So, weather girl's hot, right, Marvin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So would you bang her?
What?
Would you bang the weather girl?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Marvin. You'd bang the weather girl, right?
I said, yeah.
Well, I want to hear you say the words. I would bang the weather girl. Come on.
Yeah. I would bang the weather girl.
No, bullshit!
No, he got me to say. He just said it too.
Oh, Marvin, I would never. I am a happily married man.
See, that's a man.
Oh, bullshit! No, you made me say that.
No, you were just dying to say it. I could tell.
No, oh, great, the power went out.
Yeah.
Hold on. God, stop screaming. I'm looking for a flashlight.
Hold on, I have a candle. There you go.
Where'd you get a candle from?
Well, I knew I was going to be taking a bath at your house, so I brought it with me.
I thought you took a shower.
No, it was a bath.
What about the loofah from the shower?
I brought it into the bath.
Well, look, you're an electrician. Can you fix our lights?
No, I didn't bring my electrician outfit with me.
That doesn't make any sense. You can still fix the lights.
You don't understand how it works, Marvin. The skill is in the outfit, okay? I don't know how to be a doctor unless I'm wearing my doctor outfit. I'm not a cop unless I'm wearing my cop outfit.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's just how it works.
Okay, well, you're wearing a bathrobe. What do you know how to do with that?
Comfort. And wait, what's that? I finally know how to wash my ass. Oh my God, it's so simple. How could I have been so blind? You just take a bar of soap and you put it between your ass cheeks and you swipe it one time like a credit card.
I mean, I would do it a little bit, swipe it a few more times.
No, that's how you do it.
Well, look, can you help us fix the lights?
No, I can't. But I do have a story that could help. So this one time when I was 13 years old, there was this thunderstorm and the power went out at my house. And I just sat there in the dark for what felt like hours and hours, just waiting for the power to come back on. And after a while, I started to wonder if the power was ever going to come back on. And then eventually, it did. It just came right back on like magic.
What was the point in that story?
Well, you were asking if there was anything we can do, and I was just saying that eventually, if we wait long enough, the lights will fix themselves.
Lights don't fix themselves. The electricity company fixes them.
Well, then call them.
You're an electrician!
I don't have the clothes, Marvin. I don't have the clothes!
Okay, well then, what makes the power go out first?
Probably lightning.
Okay.
McQueen.
What?
Lightning McQueen. He controls the lightning.
Lightning McQueen's not a real person.
Yes, he is, Marvin. He's won 7 Piston Cups.
He did what, Miss Cap?
He's a cartoon character.
No, he's not, Marvin. He's real. I used to be his agent. I got him the sponsorship with Rusty's. I couldn't land Dynaco, though. No, that went to Chick Hicks.
Kachugga!
Okay, well, even if Lightning McQueen was a real person, how can he fix the lights?
Because he is speed, Marvin. He's very fast. Look, I'll call him. He'll fix this. Okay, I'm calling him. Ka-chow! Hey there, Lightning McQueen, baby! It's me! Ka-chow! Yeah, how's retirement going? Ka-chow! Yeah, I imagine nothing's quite as exciting as racing other cars with faces on them. Ka-chow! Yeah, so what happened to that Porsche girlfriend you had in the first Cars movie? It seemed like they kind of forgot about her in the third one. Ka-chow! Yeah, you know, I hate when they do that. Like in the Transformers movies, when Megan Fox left, it was just like she broke up with him. It's like they saved the world together. What could have gone wrong in their relationship that was worse than that? Ka-chow! Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, I hear they're making a 5th Toy Story movie. Can you tell me the plot of that? I mean, I thought the last one ended perfectly, so I don't really see the point. Ka-chow! Oh, yeah, I get it. You signed an NDA. You can't talk about it. I understand. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is that the power's out where I am, and I was just wondering, since you control the lightning, maybe you could fix that for us? Ka-chow! Oh, really? You're just an animated character from a Pixar movie? Ka-chow! Oh, you're not real, and I'm not actually talking to anybody, and I'm just losing my fucking mind?
Are you okay?
I don't know. I'm gonna go get some water.
Oh, I don't feel good. I need some water. Let me see if there are any cups in here. No cups. Ugh, Stanley cups? I don't want to get lead poisoning. Ka-chow! What the fuck was that? Hello? Is somebody there? Ka-chow! Hello? Who is that? Ka-chow! Lightning McQueen? Is that you? Ka-chow!
Somebody help me!
Ah! I am Speed.
Ah, Marvin, help me!
What's wrong?
I saw Lightning McQueen in your kitchen.
No, you didn't. Lightning McQueen's not real. You said he's an animated character.
I know, but then I saw him down there when I was getting water, and I think he's trying to eat me. He's so scary, Marvin. A car with a face? It doesn't make any sense. How do they...